kicking like Dolomite. Last one got copyright. I'm kicking like Dolomite.
Five, to be sure.
Hey, one time, you ready?
Copyright. Yeah.
Last one got copyright.
You know what time it is. Every time I rhyme, it's just a sign that I'm about to kill. Yeah, it's time for weapon, Will. We got the skill, we got the games. Don't make me grab it still. I put a hold in one like Abby did to Joe. Yeah, for real. And when it comes to aiming, I don't miss like Master Chief. I'll grab the piece and give your ass a halo just for talking sweet. When it comes to gaming, yeah, you know our team's elite. Check the leaderboards, run the game. You should pick up your feet. You can't lose them too smooth. Just going to admit defeat. And ain't no capping around here, because like Bond, I keep receipts. The most dangerous, better than these other guys. Try to come for us, what's life between your eyes like Jin Sakai? That's no lie nor prank. I grab the ratchet, no clank, and get my jiggy mask to show you how Jack Move got his name. Yeah.
Weapon with Bond.
Look. Look. Look, king of the castle like Cooper, captain of the ship. My name ain't Blandry, but don't make me have to hit the switch. We'll dump you overboard, then watch the views. I ain't talking Twitch. Hey yo, Alex, go ahead. Talk to him real quick.
Oh, the Dolomite is my name, and fucking up motherfuckers is my game.
Dolomite, motherfucker, you heard her.
Claim it, a strike, the claim it.
Say yo, still putting wheels on the pavement. My game so tight, it's like Jordan 1 lace. We stay in these gaming streets, ain't no way to be dormant. Ay, a Drake will leave your body uncharted like Lost Fortune. Coco Long Seen was cute, ay, and yeah, it served its purpose. But I'm trying to give a detailed description of what a hearse is. I say we flip the switch on these niggas before it get bland. I see a lot of pods jacking the format like Dapper Dan. You hitting the dislike button? You still a fan? Talk slick in the comments and like Dutch, I got a plan. We don't do the sneak dissing, that's that stuff that gets you banned. Last time we told your ass to squad up, you start telling right. It's like I play with the sliders up.
Get it.
You just got 30 niggas, heard me, the time is up. Since 2015, we been kicking gang knowledge up. Dust your boots and join the crew if you wild enough.
Dust your boots. Hey, 40 clips.
Aimed at your fit beam, shoddy, so much ammo, it don't make sense. Trying to compete is a sacrifice, die again in your afterlife. I'm taking a road trip anytime you niggas wanna fight.
Polygons and body counts, that's all that I tend to like. Any other podcast, a copy of lookalikes.
Hey, hey, and what they say, huh?
What they say, huh?
Hey,
hey, what I say,
I put them in the dirt. Toss like it hurt, no face, no case. Messed up like a Jiggy merch shirt. Sliding in that vent, I won't get back. Time to pay the debt. It's time for Weapon Wheel.
Yo, mic check.
When I say things,
whoa, hold on.
The opinions of me, these are the opinions of Bond. Yeah. Now imagine if somebody said, well, you know what?
Hold on, settings are bad. I'm fixing the settings. Go ahead. My bad. Hold on.
And everything else. Would that sound strange to you?
Yep.
Have you ever been to a party and there's people there you don't like?
I mean, it's nothing crazy, but you know.
Yeah, I would just say you just don't give it, you just don't fucks with them, right? I'm not saying you gotta hate it, you don't fuck with them. So the CEO of some company was out celebrating, you know, at a club, because you know, people that are actually 35 plus go to clubs still. I don't know why people think it's all for broke 21-year-olds. But you know, in the video, he was with Andrew Tate.
And
they lost a $10 million deal sponsorship and they forced him to resign just because another man was in a video.
That's stupid. I mean, like, okay, they're trying to. It's like just because you're talking to the guy, you shouldn't.
He wasn't like, even. It was a 3 second clip.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
For all you know, dude could have been at the club and just walked by and said, "Hey, here's a bottle. Congratulations on whatever." You like,
what up, y'all?
And the problem I have with gaming. Okay, I won't say gaming is not for us. When I say it's not for us, it's more geared to casuals, right?
Okay.
But the biggest voice in gaming isn't the casuals. It's the irregulars and the feminists.
Oh, we're starting off strong today.
Well,
it definitely is.
Well,
but like, yo, we can say, right, for example, we can get up here and say we want X amount of black hairstyles. Two black hairstyles isn't enough, right?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody gonna listen. But the second they say they want, you know, non-binary, nine genders, or pink hair, whatever, oh, they gonna put that in the game. Oh, they gonna cancel somebody. We get accessibility options before black hair options.
Can I?
Yeah, because either bald or podcast, right?
Can I introduce the podcast?
This is a gaming topic we're talking about.
Loosely.
But we'll do the intros. We can come back. Loosely. I mean, that's pretty much all I got. It's not loosely, because when you think about it, esports is a sham. All it is like digital cannabis. A bunch of rich dudes trying to throw money around and hope something sticks.
Well,
all it is.
I agree with Bond there.
It's just okay. Like none of these dudes care about gaming. None of these dudes care about like Kevin Nash just went into cannabis. Like none of these dudes care about these things. They just see it as a business venture and a business opportunity, the next big thing to maybe jump on, like crypto or NFTs, and they got money to throw around, so they do it.
Oh, you're talking about the owners, right?
Yeah, for esports.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
These dudes probably couldn't name three people on their esports team.
Okay, I think Shaq owns a team.
Yeah, Shaq don't even play video games.
Well, apologies for being late, stuck in traffic. So starting late, like I said, my bad for that. But we're going to get started. We don't have that many topics. I intended for this to be another hour and a half, you know, podcast. Still should be. All right, so let's get right into it. Now, waste no time. Weapon World Podcast, we are up to episode 338. Make sure you hit that like button to support the podcast. We're on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. Support the Patreon, and you can become a channel member also. You know, After Darks are very entertaining, as we tell y'all every single week. So if you haven't been tuning into After Dark, you need to, you know, drop that $6 a month. You get hours of extra content.
We going in that tonight.
In that After Dark. Every week, so, you know. Greatest deal in gaming, greatest value in gaming currently.
That is better than Game Pass.
Yes, it is. It's best deal in gaming, without a doubt. And if you want to submit a video to be featured during the podcast, just click the link in the description, drag and drop your gameplay right in there, and you know, you'll be good to go.
You know what we should do for what is the tier called for the After Dark? What's it called? It's just called After Dark.
Yeah,
we should have a submit a topic tier.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I
agree.
Yeah, I mean, technically,
as long as it's not crazy like the questions we have in After Dark, there should be a submit a topic tier.
Oh, you're talking about
for the podcast?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we already talk about everything. Because they tell me on Twitter everything they want me to include anyway.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes, you know, a Nintendo fan would want to hear something specific.
I'm not against it.
A distraction. Submit a topic tier.
Well,
actually, you know what? Put up a poll and see what if the people would like a submit a topic tier.
Of course they would.
Yeah, so they can ask us the same question they've asked us for the last 7 years. I love y'all, though. I love y'all viewers. I love all y'all questions, even though y'all be repetitive as hell. I'm not hating, though. Okay, let's do these intros. Jack, what's going on?
What's good, y'all? What's popping? Hope everybody had a good week.
All right. Smooth.
That team won. I had a great
What's
week.
What's up, everybody? It's the best bot. Let's get it.
Jay got.
Yo, what's up? Hope everybody's having a good weekend. I know I did.
Okay. Tick.
Yeah. Okay.
The two PC dudes just decided they had to come in today.
Yo, I saw RTX at 4080 and 4090. So yeah.
What that
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, because I know how y'all get, bro. Y'all
yeah.
Spreading misinformation all over the place. Bond don't be taking off on the mic because he's a PlayStation dude now. So it's crazy. Bro. Yo,
hold on. As I go through my intro.
I didn't say that.
As I go through my intro, yeah, the Eagles are looking good. Jalen Hurts is looking great. Fuck them Cowboys. You know, it's gonna be a good week. Jack, when have I ever really stuck up for anybody besides the Weapon Wheel crew? I don't stick up for these fan bases.
That's true.
Do you have a PS5? I really don't know if Bond has a PS5. Part.
Go back.
Yeah,
to
yeah, he do. Yeah, he do.
Yeah, he got one now. He got one.
You know how? Hold up. How Smooth. Do you not know I have a PS5?
You got it from Smooth.
You said you've been playing games. Yeah, you said you play them.
I don't be remembering.
Smooth bought me everything this generation, but an Xbox.
Jesus, Smooth. You want to buy him a card?
Or not a one? A Series X. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm gonna buy him his wheelchair.
Shit.
Sounds like a threat. Fire.
Wheelchairs are expensive, Smooth, so
yeah.
I'll take that.
Okay. We go get right into it where we starting. 20th anniversary of Rare. Light, something light. Okay. Rare. 20th anniversary since Xbox acquired them? Or yeah.
Since Xbox. No. Since Xbox.
Oh, it's yeah, been 20 since years. Xbox, you're right.
Yeah, since Xbox acquired them.
And I'm saying RC Pro-Am is definitely more than 20 years old.
And so, you know, people weighed in when they saw it was the 20th anniversary since Xbox acquired them. Some people are not impressed with the work they've done since then. I've seen Smooth put out a list of, the games they've released for Xbox. And I'm not going to say the list is garbage, even though that's definitely how I feel. I feel like the list is completely trash. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say that, though, even though I just did. But I'll keep it tamed. And say that list is not anything worth being proud about in 20 years. That list doesn't show any growth, maturation, like real development as a studio over. I think if you look at any other studio that's been going for 20 years and you see probably what they've done in 20 years and you see what Rare has done in 20 years, I think it's a shame.
Well,
move.
Hold on, right quick. Hold on, one sec.
Hold on, where's the other Xbox guy, your new guy?
Doc isn't coming in today.
What?
Yeah. Don't y'all play Rare games? Go ahead, Smooth.
No, I mean, I'm not, yeah. I mean, Rare, I don't play a whole lot of Rare games, but I don't think their tenure with Microsoft is any better or worse than anyone else's. I mean, how long?
You are Media absolutely nuts.
How long has Media Molecule been around? Okay,
their
I mean,
Nintendo is way better.
Have you seen Naughty Dog?
Okay, like, no, I'm just saying. But Naughty Dog, like, okay, I said I don't think it's no better or any worse. I don't like, you know what I mean. Naughty Dog, whatever. But I said I don't think it's any better or any worse. This is not like the worst purchase in history.
And I think Media Molecule's. I think Media Molecule is garbage. I'm on record saying that, so. But go ahead.
How much they paid for Rare?
It ain't shit now compared to all the shit they've been buying. How much was Rare?
It was $250 million back then.
Oh, wow. Well, cheaper than Insomniac. Okay.
No, but that was back then. $250 million back then is a lot more now. And another reason that it wasn't terrible, but in my opinion, it wasn't great. Mm-hmm. We got to be honest, in the 32-bit, 64-bit, N64, PS1, Saturn era, Rare was a top five developer. Well, let's look at the best five developers at that time.
They didn't transition well into, like, you know, 3D. Like,
yeah, I don't
know.
What are you talking about? N64 was 3D.
You know what I mean? Well, like, HD or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, they haven't transitioned well past the cartridge. I think they had a decent outing.
What were the best developers in the 32-64-bit era? You got to go Nintendo, Rare, Squaresoft,
Konami, Capcom, possibly.
That's about right.
The games they released under Xbox: Conquer Live and Reloaded, Perfect Dark Zero, Cameo, Elements of Power, Banjo Kazooie, Nuts and Bolts, Kinect Sports Series, Viva Pinata, Rare Replay, and Sea of Thieves. The most successful one, as they love to remind us, is Sea of Thieves. They can't tell us enough about that.
Also played an essential role of the Xbox 360's Kinect run. They also did the avatars for the 360 during that UI era when they were doing like the avatars and stuff like that. So they didn't put out, you know, a lot of like bangers and stuff like that, but they've, you know, they were very productive. You know what I mean? They were very productive. It's like, I have nothing. I mean, I wish they've done more, but they got a successful game on their hands in the last 5 years. It's not something that, like, in my taste, you know what I mean? But, you know, I respect Rare for the IPs that they created and that, you know, other developers are, you know, expanding, because I don't think I would like this Rare to make a Perfect Dark or to make a Killer Instinct or to make a Battletoads, you know what I mean? So, but... You know what I mean? I'm not mad at it. I mean, they're a productive crew. They're doing something right.
Okay.
I mean, the games you named, now that I hear them, they weren't too bad. They weren't great, but they weren't bad.
Rare is not a bad developer, but the problem is they were bought as a top five developer for $250 million, and they definitely didn't live up to that hype.
Yeah, but they were that. But that purchase happened in 2002. What was the last game they'd done at that point? I think it was maybe Perfect Dark.
Star Fox Adventures probably was their last Nintendo game.
I know between 2002 and 2006, they were still also, while an Xbox deal, still working on Nintendo IPs in that same period too, because I think their last Nintendo release came out like 2006 or 7.
They got a lot of IPs. Nintendo was still... I don't know. They could make another Conquerors. Why don't they make another Conquerors?
Because they're not as disrespectful as they once were.
Because everybody, I forgot.
You can't make a Conqueror nowadays.
I forgot what time period we're in. Everybody's bitches. Yeah.
I don't even think people would buy that game.
Yeah.
That's another game that I think people would get hype over based on Conquerors Bad Fur Day. Back in the day, but like today, they would not actually like it as much as they think they would.
What about Perfect Dark?
Perfect Dark, I think so.
It depends on how they do it. I think what they're doing.
Much competition in first person shooters.
But I don't think it's gonna. I don't think it's gonna be a first person shooter. I know they originally announced it, but yeah. I think with Crystal Dynamics going in and Daryl Gallagher leading it, they're turning it into like a Tomb Raider competitor.
Oh no, they could keep that. That's going
to I think that's going to be I think that's going to be dope. That's what I've been asking for, dude. I mean, because like y'all said, there's too many first person shooters, and Xbox has a ton of developers that does first person shooters, and those are still going to continue. You know what I mean? So it's like
a ton of developers that don't do nothing.
I mean, I say all the time, third person opens up the potential for a game. You know,
I don't want to play no third person.
Hey man, it opens BG, up the potential. BG calls
third person God's view.
It is.
If BG had a Dragon Ball, he would wish to live life in third person.
Right. That'd be kind of fire. I ain't gonna lie to you. To see myself all of that, see my character and control myself that way? I ain't gonna lie, right? Sounds fire.
Could you imagine living your life in third person as Kevin Durant, having to look at his nappy ass head all the time?
Crazy.
Like, yo, if somebody hears this, they don't know that Bond's black, yo. Like,
like he needed to like take an iron to the back of his dome. That shit's so peasy.
That's where his power comes from, though.
Either that or the lack of lotion. Like his personal hygiene is just terrible.
Didn't somebody try to on this podcast press a Bond for saying the N word?
Oh, that was like week before, something like that.
Durant head does like a topographical map, like a desert.
Everybody gets pressed up at what I say.
Yeah. All right,
and then like I said, these are the first people that get mad over like a BLM flag in Spider-Man or some weird shit.
Okay. So shout out to Rare, I guess. Continue to make games that I don't care about. Have at it.
If they had a game you'd want them to make in their history, what would you want them to make?
Oh, man, what's in their catalog? Shit.
BG sounds gonna, like, he seemed like a Banjo-Kazooie type of guy. I think
like an updated Jet Force Gemini could be fun.
Because he's a Splatter King, you know?
You know, the best game they probably... See, they don't do Donkey Kong no more. The Nintendo team does that. That original Donkey Kong Country trilogy was fire, though.
I would like to see Cameo come back. Something that can, you know, that could go against... what y'all got over there with the PlayStation? Ratchet and Clank or whatever that shit's called, like something that can compete with that.
Okay. All right. Well, shout out to Rare. Let's move on. Iron Man. New Iron Man game has officially been announced, being made at EA by EA Motive. So it says Marvel's Iron Man will star in an all-new single-player third-person action-adventure game developed by EA Motive. The game is not titled yet. It's still in pre-production and is being developed in collaboration with Marvel Games. And it's a love letter to the legendary hero.
Yes, sir.
So we're finally getting a Iron Man game.
What has EA Motive or the Marvel team ever made?
EA Motive is fairly new.
So this game's already going to be trash. I'm going to tell you why. If there was one superhero you could make a billion microtransactions and booty boxes for, it's definitely Iron Man.
For different suits?
Yeah. Different suits, different options, different abilities, different parts. Oh, they... Yo,
it's not made by the same people who made that that one Iron Man flying game. What was that game called? It failed? Flopped?
The one for VR?
Yeah.
No, not VR.
That was for VR.
That one game? No, not
Iron Man. Talking about that BioWare game?
He's talking about Anthem.
Yeah, that was a perfect test drive for Iron Man.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that Anthem got right was the flying. That flying was amazing. So if they could get that in this game, you know, something along the lines of how of capturing how flying felt in Anthem, then that would be great. You got to do a lot more than get the flying right. But I think that's the core thing. Because just like in Spider-Man, if you don't get the swinging right, then a lot of other stuff in the game fails. So yeah, you definitely got to make the flying feel satisfying. But Motive made, they're the ones also making Dead Space. They made Star Wars Squadrons and Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Hey, speaking of Spider-Man, have you guys seen that Spider-Man mod for first person?
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, sickening. My God, you would die.
Sickening. Yeah, it's cool to look at for like 30 seconds.
Imagine it in VR, though.
They'll probably throw up, but yeah.
So it's like, okay, I'm thinking about, okay, what's this world gonna look like? The story, are we starting from, you know, the beginning? Is it gonna be an origin story? Who's gonna be the, you know, the enemies and the villains in this? It's a lot of questions, you know, like, there's probably
I'm
gonna
glad
be
they I, said that it's not gonna be a shared universe.
Yeah. I imagine it's
the only games that need to be shared is if it's all under EA's umbrella, they can have their own thing. If it's all under Sony, hopefully like Spider-Man shows up in Wolverine or something. But like the different developers definitely don't need to be crossing over.
I want Ultron to be the enemy antagonist.
Ultron is not a first game villain. Okay.
I know, but still though, I think he'd be the best one. I don't know who else they could use.
I don't really know if I want to fight Ultron. Another, you know, mech, which is essentially a robot mech. I don't know if I really want to fight him.
They'll probably use the Mandarin.
Could be. I imagine there's going to be a whole bunch of Iron Man suits with different abilities and different stats and shit like that.
And booty box attachments. Oh, yeah, it's coming.
They've stepped away from the egregious microtransactions and booty boxes, as you like to call them. That's the EA of the past. I'll be telling y'all, stop judging them on their prior sins. They've been baptized.
We're judging it on
they're born again.
Died.
But isn't it in FIFA?
That's DICE. Blame DICE.
They're under EA though, dog.
This is a Born Again studio.
Nah, man.
No, there's no such thing as a Born Again studio or a Born Again version. You a hoe, you always a hoe.
But I'm celibate.
I believe.
But I thought FIFA had microtransactions, no?
Oh, yeah. So does Madden.
Yeah. That's all EA. So
all their sports games will keep it.
Okay, but not all microtransactions are bad either.
Yeah, they are. All yeah, of them. Are.
Stop oh, this. Come all on, bro. Bad. Come on, bro. Stop
man
this.
Just said not all.
BG, I just have a question, BG. Are you for the people or for the company?
Hold on, wait. So you think any microtransaction in a game is bad?
Yes.
Any?
Yes.
Come on, stop this nonsense, bro.
They weren't needed in the past. Why they need it now?
What does that mean? That doesn't make it in bad. Doesn't make it bad though.
Yeah, this it does.
Just, so microtransactions all... that give you
remember cheat codes. You remember
so microtransactions
from actually playing the game.
So all cosmetic microtransactions are bad. That just give you a whole.
Let me earn the points to unlock it.
Well, not to mention, it's not most games. This is that extreme PC mindset that these niggas have.
Games had it by default.
BG, what you essentially just said is not all dick in the ass is bad.
Come on, dog. No.
Yes, it is.
That is not. You always got to take it far left.
That's what it is. It's all bad.
Always got to take it far left. Come on, this is really that like old man PC mentality. All microtransactions are bad. They give you an opportunity to
name me some good microtransactions. Then
cosmetic. I don't see any problem with cosmetic microtransactions. I see no issue.
Except they just made like a whole gambling economy out of them. Continue.
And BG, by the way, there are also cosmetic microtransactions that actually give you an advantage.
That hardly happens in any games.
Black Desert Online, there was a deal, a microtransaction that'll give you like a ghillie suit, which made you hard to see in the game, which is a game that's based on PvP.
This is crazy. That's one These game. Companies have made like billions of dollars over selling clothing for digital male Barbie characters.
Most games, that's
not a problem.
Most games. If you look at the top 10 most popular free to play games, the cosmetics don't change the gameplay at all. It has no impact on gameplay. So you're talking about one situation.
Yo, why would I have to pay for it? Yo, why can't I just unlock it?
Why do you have to pay for the game at all? Then we could just take it further. Why do you have to pay for the game at all? Any game?
It's a good that was made for me to use. Like I didn't make it.
It's a good service.
All right, that's why I have to pay for it. Like what?
Like, come on, you don't think it, I agree. Okay, there's some cosmetics. There's some cosmetics, sure, that you should be able to maybe play and unlock in game. But you don't think there's any point at all, especially if it's a games as a service, and they want to keep supporting the game that, like, far beyond in post launch a year after if they add more content, more cosmetics that. That none of this should be microtransactions.
No, you know what game just did that and failed, BG?
What?
Halo.
Halo? Halo failed because of a whole lot of other reasons. Not because of microtransactions.
A lot of people hated the microtransactions in that game, though, man.
Sure, yeah, but
the thing with Halo is that...
Season Pass was horrible.
What has more microtransactions than Fortnite? Is Fortnite not the most popular game in the
Fortnite's
world?
Fortnite's free.
But it has microtransactions.
Because it's free.
But isn't that what we're talking about? Games that are free games with microtransactions?
Any game. You didn't say free games. You just said any game.
But y'all said all microtransactions are bad.
No, if it's a free
game. Hold on, let's take another step. So, not only are all microtransactions bad, to me all free to play games are bad.
So is it microtransactions and free to play games are okay, or just both. Microtransactions overall are bad? No matter what,
they're overall bad.
They're bad because
free-to-play games are trash too. So it goes hand in hand.
Bond. I mean, you do have a lot of hours in Warframe, don't you? So it can't be that.
I mean,
bad.
Warframe is an exception to the rule,
right? Okay. And you got a lot of those things.
I haven't played that game in probably like 7 years now.
Yeah,
and also like if. I'm not taking no meat eaters in the chat serious. If you telling me that all microtransactions are bad, I need to see all your accounts, all the games you ever played, and I hope you've never bought a microtransaction in your life. Never.
They're bad.
If you're gonna tell me they're bad,
I better not be able, I better not see you with no custom skin in any game ever.
BG.
Because y'all are full of it.
BG, you can look through any of my game accounts and you will not find one microtransaction.
I believe Bond, but the rest of these, we had Fortnite game night the other day. Everybody had a custom skin that you had to pay for. So ain't none of these dudes in the chat about to lie to me. Nah, I agree too. I don't, lies. You're a liar. All of you are frauds.
Jeesh. Wait, a lot of those skins you got locked though.
We play.
Yeah, you can,
bro. No, the skins that the skins they were using, you have to pay for those. When we played Fall Guys, you gotta pay for those skins. Now all of a sudden, nobody buys micro. If y'all don't cut it out, why y'all have to lie so much just to like virtue signal? Like, yeah, I stand up, but you don't stand up against you. You got no spine. You got no backbone. You be buying these microtransactions like everybody else, bro.
Next.
I just got the confidence to say it. At least I stand by what I say. You're fucking jellyfish.
Well, I don't have any microtransactions.
So.
But nah, yeah, I don't really like. And if it's a game of service, there's other ways of doing it. Even though I don't like the other way, which I was going to say, I played World of Warcraft for years. You didn't have to pay for certain armors or mounts, earn them in the game, but you did have to pay $15 a month. So that's how they made their money. Because you had to pay monthly for it.
Man, don't get me started.
I'm literally trying to think of if I bought any microtransactions.
Man, listen.
I'm trying hard as hell to think.
I will never feel bad about buying a cosmetic microtransaction. I will never feel bad about it. I don't support it. If it affects the game, I don't support it. But cosmetic, listen, I'm a shine, bro.
If it's free to play, I'm okay with it. If it's not a free to play game, do not pay for no microtransactions.
But Jay got, you don't agree with it no matter what.
Well, he plays car games. Aren't there microtransactions in car games?
No, not the one I play. There's DLC, but it's not like a.
Do you pay for those DLCs?
But to answer BG's question, the way Tick explained it, I kind of follow suit. If it's free to play, I'm okay with it to a point. If you bought the game already, it's like you already bought the game. So why are you spending more money on little knickknacks?
Right. So me unlock
that player expression. Give a dog a bone.
Player expression.
So yeah, sorry for getting at you, BG, so quick without an explanation. I guess.
No, I'm good. Like, listen, I'm gonna be buying these microtransactions if I want them, bro.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Yeah, you're part of the problem. We know.
What problem is that?
Yeah, microtransaction you be buying, BG? I ain't take you as a microtransaction kind
of
guy.
In a game I actually like.
Oh, you buy a microtransaction from PlayStation?
He bought like a bunch naturally of different spider hoses.
I don't see why it's if it's PlayStation wherever, well, it doesn't matter to me.
Well, because they're not specialists in multiplayer games. That means that's just a
no
automatic cash grab, dude.
No, I haven't bought a microtransactions from PlayStation in years because they haven't made a multiplayer game. But yeah, I'm saying in general, like, of course, when we were playing The Last of Us, of course I bought those microtransactions. All of us did.
Oh, wow. I didn't.
Jack did. The rest of us that played it, all of them got that mic, bought that joint because I saw them using the weapons for it.
unless you want to get fucked over, you're going to burn.
But right now, like, Rogue Company, I have mad skins in Rogue Company.
He does.
Fortnite, I had like two skins because I don't play it like that. But Fortnite, I got two skins.
What about Cream Pie Simulator? That game you were talking about last week?
No. That was you and your boys in your group chat. I wasn't there.
You were talking about you were splatting the King's Platter, all that.
Splatoon doesn't have microtransactions. No, but if it did, I would absolutely buy it because Splatoon is multiplayer game of the year.
Yeah. What?
This guy's nuts.
I believe it. Yo, what did I say last week, though, BG? I said Nintendo puts out, in modern times, more and better multiplayer games than either Sony and Microsoft do.
Absolutely.
BG is nuts. Hey, Call of Duty about to take that out right now, though.
No.
Sony and Microsoft would kill to have a multiplayer game sell 5 million copies in a week.
I don't... But just to wrap up Iron Man, I actually... don't think they're going to have microtransactions in this game. I'm willing to put money on that, too.
Right.
Who you bet? Smooth?
I bet whoever.
Could be easy win right here.
Smooth, which way are you going?
I bet in that, bro. what game is we talking about?
Iron Man.
We talk about an Iron Man EA game. You're saying it won't have microtransactions?
I'm willing to bet it won't have microtransactions. This is a new born again studio. They've turned a new leaf.
If it's single player, it won't. Because did Jedi Fallen Order have microtransactions? Probably not.
Dead Space won't have microtransactions either.
That's fair. Is it their single player focused games? Nah, absolutely not.
Okay, so Bond, you go the opposite of Smooth.
And Smooth, you say it won't have microtransactions?
It will not have microtransactions.
BG, I might take this.
Oh Lord.
Just because of Smooth, it's a goddamn Smooth curse. Lay, man, let me know if you want to bet it. I feel confident in that.
Yeah, I Fallen Order didn't have microtransactions. He is right.
I think I'm about playing that.
You ain't played it yet?
Nah, I haven't. I heard from you guys is pretty good.
Yeah, it was. It would have been game of the year had it released a little bit earlier.
Oh shit!
Get off that Assetto Corsa, dog.
Hey, you watch your mouth, man.
Yeah, play something else. Put it down.
Hell nah! I was in a race today, a league race.
Oh man,
how'd you do, brother?
We ain't talking about that.
Hey, Jack,
quiet,
bro.
It was a car I wasn't too familiar with.
I ain't got an opinion on none of this shit y'all talking about.
Car you not too familiar with. Okay. You say so, sir. All right. Let's get to the topic these PC terrorists are here for.
What?
Let's go.
NVIDIA revealed, amongst a whole bunch of other stuff at that show, but most of us don't care about all that other shit. We just wanted to know the release date and the price and the general specs. So the 4080 coming out, the 4080 is going to have two models.
Two variants.
Yeah, the 16.
12 gigabytes. Yeah, there you go.
16 and 12 gigabyte, right? 16 is going to be about 1,200. 12 is going to be 900. The 40, and that's coming out in November. Those two are November. The 4090 is 1600, and that's going to be October. So the 40, yeah, that's coming out before those. Okay, so I've seen a lot of PC. I don't know if I want to say a lot. I'm going to say Alex.
Oh, God. Did you see what he said the cards were going to cost?
Beforehand or what?
Yeah, like he was like, he's like $800 for a 40. I was like, man.
So I've seen some PC gamers, not a lot, saying, these cards are a ripoff, don't support this, you know, NVIDIA's this, NVIDIA's that, and all this, and all this other stuff. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool and dandy. I'm getting a 4080. I'm gonna be real with you. I don't care what nobody.
What do you have right now?
What do you got right now? Send it over here.
3070 Ti.
Yeah. Oh, you got the same card as me? I thought you had something higher.
No, I sold my 3090 for $2,000 at the peak pandemic. I sold that joint for crazy amount. I could have bought a 3070 Ti,
I'd be fine. I wouldn't even gravitate to any of the 40s cards.
So what are y'all opinion? Do y'all
don't care?
All right. So I guess I'll say some stuff. In terms of these cards. Basically, the 4080 12 gig and a 16 gig. Well, the 4080 12 gig is basically a 4070. NVIDIA is doing a gotcha moment type shit because the CUDA cores and some of the other specs don't really match up to like an 80 series tier. You know what I mean? It's more like a 40 series. So for $900, you're getting a 4070. You know what I mean? You're not getting a 4080 really. But the pricing overall, like NVIDIA is still in the mindset of the cryptocurrency still being a thing. So the pricing is still expensive for really no reason. And Eamon Jensen, the CEO, gone are the days of, prices falling due to chip manufacturing. So I guess NVIDIA is in the mindset that graphic cards are just going to steadily increase over generations. You know what I mean? Increase in price, not to mention power. Because my 3090 Ti, they recommend a minimum of 850 watt power supply, but you better run 1,000 watts. You know what I mean? And those new cars coming out are going to need, they're going to be just as power hungry as the previous generation. And then one thing, BG, I got to, I guess, call out in the weapon wheel community, like how some...
We got a community?
Well, weapon wheel, well, yeah, they have a Discord, so I consider that a community. They call out PC guys for X, Y, and Z. They slander PC. They hate it even. But all of a sudden, when the news comes out about the 4000 series, everybody's a PC wizard all of a sudden. Like, how does that work? You know what I mean? Like,
console gamers are wizards. You know, they know all about like the ray tracing, the silicon, and everything.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say no names, but it's like all of a sudden now they know all this in and out stuff with GPUs, and they all of a sudden they know all this stuff. Like, where did it come from? You know what I mean?
Somebody told me I better have a problem with prices.
And
it was like, because you have a problem with paying $70, you better have a problem with the prices of the cars.
Well, also, too, but the whole PC terrorist comment or title you like to give us, a lot of console gamers that went to PC are the same terrorists that you talk about that are pirating games.
All the time.
They talk about it openly. Like, I'm like, they're not...
Say bless red
name,
bro.
They represent me. You know what I mean,
bro?
They pieces of shit too.
No.
I know that, but they don't represent me. So
Wonton.
They're more the terrorists than anything else. You know, but I mean, I'm cool with them, but you know, gotta be a little specific. But overall, the graphics card, just to go back on it, is overpriced. I hope AMD does something better for price performance.
Love you, God. Know
what I mean. Like, because NVIDIA needs a, you know, get a reality check, and I hope Intel drops their cards too. You know what I mean? So, we have more competition in this field.
I'll be interested to see the benchmarks, you know, 4070 Ti versus, you know, 4080s. Cause I'm be real with you. I think y'all PC dudes be exaggerating a bit.
No, okay. So I'll use this for an example. When I bought my 980 Ti, that was $750.
Yep.
And then when the 10 series, the 1080 Ti came out, I think it was like roughly the same. If I'm not mistaken.
It was the same.
And then all of a sudden, when the 2000 series comes out, they jump like $400, and the gains wasn't even worth it.
It was so at like, 2080.
Huh?
That 2080 was like the one that was in the thousands. And like I was saying myself, I was like, yo, if you support that 2080.
Yeah, so like
you are going to make it where the prices are going to continue to go up.
Yeah, the price of performance is just not there. You know what I mean? Like and then also what I dislike about this 4000 series is that they locked a because now NVIDIA's focusing on
3.0.
Yeah, they're locking features behind cards.
I need that.
So
I think that's stupid, bro. Like, also,
yeah, and the thing is, like DLSS is cool and all, but not a lot of games like have it. Period. I mean, you know what I mean? Really? It's increasing.
I feel like most of the new games I buy always have DLSS.
It has to be added sometimes. I mean, like it's getting there. You know what I mean? To be like a normal thing, but FSR, like AMD, creates stuff that works across their old cards, new cards, and their competitor cards. You know what I mean? So. It's shit like that. I want AMD to kind of like shine a light on, you know, to kind of just outdo NVIDIA at their own game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, AMD is like the Android of GPUs.
Yeah. So hopefully, cause I know in the past AMD's problem was their drivers, and I know they steadily get better. Android. Yeah. So hopefully, with AMD releases their new card, I think in November, where they're going to introduce it. Hopefully, they got some stuff that's worth, you know, to talk about, you know, something to talk about. Obviously, so.
I'm gonna be real with you, bro. I'm technically okay. Like, let's say I get a 4080, and the frame difference on average, let's say it's 15 to 20.
It's not worth it.
To me, I'm okay with
actually, that is kind of worth it. I ain't gonna lie. That's
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with it.
Especially if it's like because...
It's a 40% increase, I'm with it.
Specifically, I'm really okay with that because, okay, I'm going to sell my 70 Ti, and I mean, I would have to check. I don't even know what they're going for on eBay right now, right?
Like $400.
okay, 400, you subtract, that I'm really paying like maybe $400 or $500 for this 4080. And I'm like, you know what? I'm okay with that. That's fine with me. That's a good trade to me.
Okay.
If I actually get that type of performance, we'll see what the benchmarks.
Well, two questions. Power supply, how many watts is it? The one you have now?
You know, I actually looked up the TDW. For the 4080 Ti, the 12
gig, 16 gigabyte,
it was on par with the 70 Ti. Like the power.
If I were you, BG, I would get 1,000 watts, call it a day, because I would. And also, I don't know how big the card is, because like I don't know how big your computer case is. If you got to upgrade to something,
I have a big
computer.
Yeah, I got.
We don't know yet, so just keep that in mind.
Yeah, I got a big one.
Pause.
Yeah. He purposely said that too.
Nah. Pause. And my power supply. What do I got? An 850.
I got an 850.
Yeah, I think I got like
an 850 with my card, and I could smell the circuits like getting hot, so I had to put my 1,000 watt in there.
Yeah, I had to
smell this.
I'm serious, man. Like, I thought that shit was going to fry, man.
I got like a mid-tower micro ATX, and I got an 850, but mine's dual chamber, so.
And
I'm just saying, like the minimum for my card is 850, and yeah.
Yeah.
I had a 4090 at, you know, before I had the 4070. The 3090. And that was fine. Yeah, that did fine. So I would assume I would be okay with this 4080.
Yeah, you might be. I mean,
all I had to say is I had 850 watts, and I had my 3080, and I kept running into issues where I was playing Tarkov, and my whole computer would reset, and it would keep happening.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It was the power supply. So what I found out was certain cars, a certain brand. So I have an MSI card. They for some reason they boost in energy. Like they jump further than they're supposed to hit. They spike. So it was spiking past the 850, and it was, you know, cutting the power supply off. So I had to buy 1,000 watts.
So y'all are against this 40 series. You're not getting this.
I'm not going to say I'm not getting it. I don't like the price hike, though. I will. That so
I got 38. Well, first of all, you know what I'm not getting is I only upgrade every like what 4 to 5 years, so mm-hmm. But I mean a 30, I don't see any real reason to upgrade from a 3080 right now.
I mean like I said I got a 3090 Ti. I got a half price.
You have a 3090?
Yeah,
that's $200.
Yeah, I got a half price. Like it came out with in May for like $2,400.
Oh, I thought that was smooth talking for a second. I was like, wait, what?
No. Oh, no. So like I got it for $1,200. So I got it about a month ago today. So I have no need to upgrade, or unless the prices get slashed in half, then maybe. But there's no need really for me.
I got to upgrade, man. I got a 4K monitor, and some games I still struggle at 4K even with DLSR on. I got to upgrade. Like I won't play Red Dead because. Red Dead 2 at 4K. I'm getting like 70 FPS. Yo, with DLSR, bro. I can't do it. I need higher.
You look how horrible. You sound, bro.
I can't do it, bro.
I'm gonna say this. Any like these PC gamers who like, you know, jumping on this, especially after coming off the 30 series, you cannot comment on people buying these $70 games or doing mid-gen console refreshes. I don't want to hear it, bro.
I don't care about anybody doing mid-gen. I do that.
I can always turn around and sell my card.
Oh, that's also.
I can always turn around and sell my
console.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem with it.
But I sold my PS4 and my Xbox One X when the PS5 and Series X came out.
I don't think any PC guy has ever gotten on a console guy for buying a mid-gen console. That may have been one or a few. But knowing like a PC guy would not care
they
about
be
that.
Getting on console dudes.
We only like, use it if you guys talking trash. Like, yeah, every you guys, cause y'all.
No,
always,
no they know, always like criticize. Always, oh, you're buying. Never buy consoles at launch. Never, you know, buy the first model of anything. And shut up.
The first model console, because usually those get hacked later.
Mine
on.
Always broke. Yeah. So. Mine would just always wear out and broke. Break for the issue. Yeah, that's what I do.
The first generation consoles are always the ones you get the get first because they get exploits.
So I've too, heard bro. Others say differently. Well, you're just beta testing it.
That's me personally. That's me personally. That's me personally.
Getting it at launch is a two-prong event. One, yeah, you could get like a defective unit, but two, you get the original one so you can mess with it if you want to.
Yep. Yeah.
And the answer Smooth's question about like, I guess, commenting on 70 games. I mean, Xbox don't have no 70 games, so $70 games, I guess that's good there.
Not yet.
My thing is with the $70 games versus what I buy hardware-wise, I guess it's like a bad argument to even me to try to debate because, yeah, I bought an expensive card, but I got it literally half price, so maybe it's not the same argument.
Yeah, you gold chaining. I can't believe you got a 3090 Ti. You're not a real PC gamer. PC gamers do not have the strongest card. I've never heard of a PC gamer having the strongest card available.
VG, I got it literally half price. Literally,
no, bro. You seem to be like that's.
I mean, VG, that's not a bad deal. I think you would do the same.
Absolutely, but I'm not one of these like you know super conservative PC gamers. I'm not one of those.
I waited to get it. I waited. It's called patience.
No, love waiting. Y'all do love waiting. I give you that.
How does Brady always win at the end? But what was I about to say? Yeah, when you're buying a car, though, you're buying a car to increase performance and quality, and run things better. Like the games that are coming out, they're essentially the same games we had last gen, just bumped and res. Like that's why I don't agree with Payne said. There's no new tech really in those new games. Like ray tracing has been around on PC for like the last what 3, 4, 5 years.
Now I'm not saying now like just to clear this up. I'm not a supporter of $70 games, dude. I'm just trying to call out the like.
I'm just telling you why it's a reason we complain about. Like they didn't make leap in gaming when it comes to the games that are being created versus buying a graphics card that makes leap in performance. Like yeah, you have to pay for that. Unfortunately, we have to pay more. It does suck because you know people. Bought all those cars last year, those 30 series cars, especially during the people doing the data mining and the cost going up, you know, much higher. So I can understand NVIDIA's like, okay, well, look, they're going to buy it no matter what, so we can definitely keep the prices high. It's just like during COVID, barbers went up in price. Political.
No, my barber ain't do me like that. We homies.
No, much of barbers, dirtbags, especially in Baltimore. During COVID, they went up by like a whole $20. Like I was getting my haircut for $20. Now I have to pay $40 for a haircut. And bro, like,
because your forehead got bigger.
If my haircuts went up $20, I would rename myself from the Suburban Savage to the Urban Savage. Ain't no way. I am 36 years old. My barber has been cutting my hair for 29 years now. Damn. That motherfucker went up on me. That would be like somebody sleeping with my girl, pretty much. Damn.
And you know why they all went up? First, it was COVID. It was like, yo, we're risking our lives cutting your hair. We're not getting as much customers, so we have to raise the price. Then it later went to, we have to raise the price again because of inflation. Everything went up in price. We got to live too, so we got to charge you more for a haircut so we can pay our bill.
Damn.
They definitely going up.
And they're not going to drop. The president said the inflation is going to try to lower it. They're not dropping.
What really raised the prices, though, was the Dominicans.
I know I don't want to be talking about haircuts, but it's a shame what you're going through, Tick, because I ain't seen not one nigga in Baltimore with a fresh lineup.
That's crazy. I don't know if it's your battles move. I don't know if it's your battles move.
That lineup, man.
How you go against the whole area of Baltimore about their hairlines? That's crazy.
Yeah, I get a bunch of dudes that got crazy lineups and show you.
I mean, Smooth, your lineup worse than like
the Black Ranger
than the Redskins O line.
Why are they? Why are they using that smooth picture like in memes now?
The shitty haircut.
I'd be so confused. Yeah, I guess that was the picture where you said your hairline's messed up. Yeah. Now people just use it. For like
I don't know why. I saw it randomly. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Mm. I'm actually going to a new barber on Tuesday. Again, this is
going to
be.
How are you guys so old going to new barbers? Nah,
bro, but you know I moved, bro. So I would.
I moved too. I drive all the way to my barber. I'll take that half hour trip,
bro. When you got a good barber, make sure y'all keep them, man. Because these niggas out here, man, they ain't shit.
My barber, my age, born the same year. My man went up to $40, $45 on certain cuts. He only cut late at night. It'd be like 7 p.m. He like, all right, I'm at the shop.
Yes, this is going to be my third barber. It's going to be my third barber since I moved. Third one.
I want my hair cut early. I'm not.
First one pushed my hairline back. Second one was good for a while. Then this nigga started, like, I guess he just got, like, real chill since I was his customer for a while. He started making dumb mistakes. Like, okay, one time he pushed my hairline a little bit far back. No problem. The next time, you know, like, when they bring the cape down a little bit and they cut the back part of your head,
yeah,
you know,
tape,
where the hair grows? Yeah. Bro, this nigga ain't cut none of that shit. I went home. My wife said it looked like I was turning into a werewolf only in the back of my head. Like, everything else was, like, you know, fucking cut. I just had it's like I had sideburns in the back of my head. That's what it looked like. Shit was crazy. Then the next time I went back to him, bro, I went, he cut me. I'm thinking, okay, everything all good. I went home. My wife see, I turn around and she said, what the fuck is going on with your back of your head? Bro, I go in the mirror. My head is literally two-toned. I'm dark on the back, right? I'm dark on the back, but in the middle back, I'm like mad light. It's like he cut the turf.
They be getting careless, bro.
I'm like Zephyrnix in his porn video.
I'm like, bro, this. I'm light over here. I got patches. I'm like, yeah, it's a wrap for this guy. He just got too comfortable. He just got chill and, like, you know.
Is he the same one that gave you the small ass lineup? Like the small ass edges?
That's just BG head shape.
Like somebody to put a vice grip on his head and cut that.
Bro, so, I want to get off barber talk, but yeah, I'm going to
it's like gaming podcast.
Yeah, it's gaming. I'm get off this, but I'm gonna let y'all know how Tuesday goes.
You brought up a good point though, BG. They have a simulator for everything but being a barber.
I would play that.
That might be next, Bond.
Barber simulator? That actually sounds fire.
Fun game. Barber simulator?
That sounds fun. That sounds fire, bro. I would play that.
Too.
You going to be cutting white people here in that game, bro. You know that, right?
Well, they're going to have a nice fade, man.
Yeah, what happens, like, if you fucked up and the dude, like, got out of the chair and, like, threw hands with you? And that would, like, turn into, like, Street Fighter.
There is a barbershop simulator.
Really?
There is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it just black hair, though? Are you?
It's white people.
There's not a barbershop.
And it's in VR too. That's crazy.
All right, next topic. Let's move on. Logitech G Cloud. Logitech announced this device to play, you know, cloud gaming, 1080p screen, 12-hour battery life, GeForce Now support, local game streaming support through Xbox and Steam Link. It's $349. If you pre-order, you can get it for $300. Phil Fathead Spencer wanted to, like, promote this product, and I like Phil, just to put it out there, but I hate when he caps and lies about certain products just to sound nice about it. He was obviously sent this device early, right? He said something along the lines of, yeah, I took it on my trip. I used it on the plane. I used it when I got to my hotel. It's a great device. It was a great experience. You're lying. We don't believe you.
Steam Deck.
You are capping. We don't believe you at all. Okay, I don't believe in this cloud gaming thing right now. I don't believe in it. People who hype it, playing streaming games, you're full of shit, right? There's no way you can tell me that it's a good experience. And he's talking about, oh, even on hotel Wi-Fi it was good. Bullshit. I don't believe you. If there's any, to me, if there's any lag, any latency problem, any audio or visual downgrade, to me it's not playable. I'd rather not play a game at all than have to deal with any of that stuff. If I can't play it locally directly, I'm not doing it. So y'all can try to hype up cloud and all this shit all y'all want. I do not believe you. Ain't no way you can convince me that this cloud device is worth $300 to play cloud games? Ain't no way, bro. No.
Well, here's the problem with this, right? How much is it? 300 or 350?
350 if you don't pre-order it right now. If you pre-order it right now, you can get it for 300.
You can just go get a Steam Deck for 400.
Right. Yep. I'd rather play a Switch.
And you can play through cloud or through the hardware on a Steam Deck.
Steam Deck can do anything.
I do like the Steam Deck though, I can't lie.
It's cool.
But then the Steam Deck only 720?
Do what again? The screen?
Yeah, and it's 720 on the Steam.
It's like an 800. It's 800p.
Yeah. Oh, that's unacceptable. It's unacceptable.
Nah, I mean, like for the size of the handheld, it's fine. I'm being honest with you.
And I play my games at 60. I'm not one of these 40 frames per second booty lickers.
Wait, pause on that, man. I play at 45 frames.
Ew.
It depends on the game. I don't care.
I'm not playing garbage. Oh no, I do. I'm not playing anything under 60.
Nah, I could, but like it kills the battery. So I'm not trying to kill the battery.
Man, let that battery die, bro. Let it die then.
I like to kill the battery. I'm not trying to kill the battery. That's me.
So hold on. Okay. So
packs, I'll buy it.
Are you actually playing this outside? Is that why you worry about the battery?
No, I'm playing inside the house.
So what the hell are you worried about a battery for?
Because I'm not next to the cord. That's why.
Sickness. Mental illness.
See all these PC gamers just change their standards on a whim's notice.
Not me. Hey.
My standards is I won't play a console game at 30, but this is not a console.
No, any game at 30. No, Jay got, you're losing me, bro. What is going on?
Hold on. What's the Switch? Is the Switch a console or a handheld?
Once I have no comment on it.
See,
no comment. No, man.
No game should be played under FPS.
Unless it's like a
turn-based game. Games that play at 30 like RPGs.
I don't even know if I'd rather play a turn-based. Look, I can't even play Red Dead at 70 FPS. 70 to 60. Sometimes it drops to 50. I can't do it, bro. It's got to be higher.
I mean, I like playing 1440 at 120. That's what I play at.
That's what I try. But I'm a graphics whore, so I try to max some graphics out.
You know what kills you out of these graphics whores, though? You know what really kills about graphics whores? If you're a graphics whore, you can't date anything less than an 8. I'm sorry. You can't be dating no average chicks. You can't. If you are a graphics whore visually, you need to be dating like your girl has to be a minimum of an 8 in looks.
He might have low standards when it comes to women, but high standards when it comes to his PC.
Yeah, true.
Which is crazy. You have high visual standards for pixels, but low visual standards for real people.
For me, I'm all focused on frames when it comes to PC gaming.
I'm short and I ain't rich, man. It's hard out here.
But you trying to buy a 4090?
I'm playing grounded mode in the dating world, man. It's hard.
I'm not trying to get no 4090. I'm content with my fucking behemoth card I got. Yeah, I had to put a damn bungee cord on it so it won't sag.
Yeah, if I was 6'4".
What? You have a bungee cord on a graphics card?
It came with it. It comes with one.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's like this cord that comes up, you hang it to the top.
BG, have you ever heard of a bungee cord on a video card before?
Yeah.
This is above my PC intelligence. I don't even know what y'all talking about. What the hell is a bungee cord for a card? What is that?
Because like some cards come with like little kickstand, you know, to hold the back so it won't sag.
Yeah, he's got a thing to stop it from sagging.
Oh my God.
I didn't even know about this. This
graphics card is humongous.
this is clearly another level of PC gaming I haven't reached yet. This is G14 classified shit. Bungie.
I thought of this earlier this week. Would it be cool if, not EVGA, but I'll use them for example, if they made their version of like a PS5 or an Xbox that which had like it was like an overclocked version of it?
One of those Steam machines?
No, I'm talking about like it's legit from Sony or Xbox. But like it's like instead of because you know Sony has like their Pro and Xbox, I don't know if they have like a Pro version. But anyways, instead of Sony releasing their Pro version, EVGA or MSI did it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be like something you guys would like or no?
I just said Sony should make like, and they are making their own launcher. So yeah, they should. But PS5s are every consoles are getting closer to being PCs every time they drop now. You know these console guys hate PCs, but every single time they drop a new console. It's a new PC feature added.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, we ain't going to talk about that. But, yeah, they don't have to do it anymore.
Random. This nigga on screen been playing this Wolong demo so long. I've been thinking he got the full game or some shit. Demos be mad long nowadays, bro. This nigga been playing for like 40 minutes.
I thought it was Neo.
Long ass demo.
Hey, Jack, why are you talking? You hungry?
What's the food? These topics don't suit him yet. Let me see if do I got something for Jack? Let me see. Do I got a topic? Nah, I don't think there's no topics that Jack care about. Let me see.
Yikes,
new Steam. Oh, here we go. Okay. Yeah, so the Logitech G Cloud is a piece of garbage. Hey, I mean, you can spend your money how you want, though. I ain't pocket watching. PlayStation 5 is getting a new model with a detachable disc drive.
What?
So
it sounds like something easily breakable.
Okay, so what sets the new model apart? Obviously, the detachable disc drive. The disc drive will connect through the console's extra USB-C port on the back of the console. This essentially puts the console in between the PS5 and PS5 Digital Edition. According to the report, the new version of the PS5 will be available on its own, as well as through a bundle that will include the detachable disc drive. And you can buy the detachable disc drive separately also whenever they officially announce this. It's going to fit the PS5 aesthetic. And since it's portable, it can also be easily hidden. So what this reminded me of is, like, I have a detachable, an external CD drive, DVD drive for my, you know, PC, because, you know, PCs obviously don't have disc drives anymore. I've never used it, but I bought it just in case. Like, what if I need a CD, you know, for something, you know, just in case. Your computer? Never use it.
My old games.
Yeah.
Your computer?
Huh?
Yeah, I have one. For my computer.
Yeah, too. I have one just in case.
I still have a disc drive.
They're cheap. They're like $15 from Amazon. You just plug it. It's USB. Put the CD in. Yeah, so it's good to just have. But this, I think this is a sign that we know digital has already overtaken physical. But if you're making a detachable disc drive, this is going further in that direction where physical is going to become less and less prominent and eventually obsolete in consoles. Jack, I think you're a little bit of a collector. You like physical games. You be buying limited run garbage and all that shit. What are your thoughts?
Limited garbage.
Limited run garbage.
What are my thoughts?
Wow. Yeah.
I really don't have any thoughts. I don't know why they're doing this. I guess to have less SKUs on the market. But other than that, like Bond said, I mean, I just don't know, man.
If next generation, no, there's no physical at all. You okay? You good with that?
I mean, I buy a lot of digital games, too. I mean, at the end of the day, what am I going to do, right? I'm only one person. I would prefer there as an option.
I'm with you, Jack.
I mean, when it becomes all digital, you're beholden on that game owner to how much they charge, right? They can say, fuck it, games are $90, and you'll never get them on sale. What are you going to do? You either buy the game or you don't buy it at that point, right? Okay. So, you know, I'd rather have physical still.
Eventually, every physical game is going to be a limited edition.
Yes, that is true. Collector's editions don't even come with disc a lot of times anymore. Like, it ain't getting no better, man. It's only and digital game sales are increasing. They're like most games over half the sales are digital now, right? So it's close to half the sales.
Here's the problem, Jack. Once we get to the point where I don't want digital, everybody finally succumbs to digital, then they're gonna start pushing cloud.
Oh yeah, of course. You already, hey man, y'all see what's going on, man.
Yeah, Jack already had this argument.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'd be mad when it's cloud, bro.
It's cloud, you might as well just get a PC because you know niggas gonna be hacking these cloud servers and everything.
Oh, of course.
So with this now, like if you have a diskless PS5,
a diskless PS5.
I said diskless. Don't put words in my mouth.
Don't put that in your mouth.
Pause.
If you have a diskless PS5, you know, because so I was like, damn, because I have two diskless ones, right? And I was like, damn, I kind of wanted, you know, one diskless, one with the disc. But now, if you only have diskless, because it seems like the physical, you know, one is harder to find.
Just say CD-less.
I've never been able to get one of those. Even the ones that I sold to people, like I had like, yeah, whatever you want to call it. Even the ones that I sold to people, because remember, like when like in 2020, I was able to get like 8 PS5s. They were all digital versions. I was never able to get the physical one. So now, you know, that's not a problem. If you want to have a, you know, digital one and once in a while, I guess, have access to physical games for whatever reason. So this detachable drive is good for that.
Yo, but wouldn't that push cloud gaming to be like a mainstay to overtake physical? Because like if the physical versions aren't out there, everybody's buying digital. Well, some people don't want to download the game, they just want to play it. If you can just play it immediately by streaming
that's
it.
That's what I said. Next step.
Yeah. So in that case, in terms of companies, Microsoft's kind of ahead of the curve, aren't they? When it comes to that?
No.
They ain't got no game.
A problem is Microsoft truly be ahead of the curve because standards can't be set until Nintendo and Sony decide to do it. Microsoft's not a big enough gaming company that they can enforce standards themselves.
Yeah, you got a point there.
Well, Sony got cloud infrastructure. It might not be as good as the Microsoft, and even though they're going to start using Microsoft servers if they haven't already. So, I mean,
it's almost as if what Bond said it's true, but it's kind of funny at the same time because Microsoft's trying to make the acquisition with Activision, which also owns King Mobile, right?
Yes.
Is that right? Yes. So, like, after that, now Sony bought a mobile studio. It's like Sony's kind of like doing the whole, I'll buy one too type of thing. You know what I mean?
Are they being petty?
Yeah, and being paid at the same time. So, I mean, what's up with that?
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, we'll see when they end up announcing that. Knowing Sony, they going.
Are you going to buy that, BG?
No, I don't need it. Because I'm comfortable being all digital. Like, I've never had the desire to buy a physical game in recent time. So yeah, I got no real use for that. But knowing Sony, they're gonna charge a little bit more than they should for just for a fucking drive.
What's the point of it being detachable?
So they could just sell the baseline version of it's gonna be all digital. But if you want a disc drive, you could buy it separately. That would keep them from having two SKUs like they do now. But other than that, I don't know why they would do it.
They should just allow you to use the ones that they sell from like Ace and all them different. That's they're gonna charge a lot more. It's gonna probably be like $40 or $50 for that attachment.
Oh, you mean having like third party ones you could use?
Yeah.
Shit, somebody might be able to make one. Who knows?
Yeah,
that'd be awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
But oh, honestly.
So I don't really have much to say about this. I don't know if y'all do. Sean Layden joined Tencent. I don't really care. Anybody Agreed. Cares? Apparently this is a bad thing because, you know, Tencent, China, Communist Party and all that shit. I don't really care, but it's supposed to Tencent's be a big deal.
My whole thing is this, right? And it goes back to what I was saying about that G2 esports company. Everybody wants to be the morality police. Is that the word I'm looking for, BG?
Yeah, that would be it.
They want to be the morality police. But like, for example, David Jaffe, right? Oh, I don't want to work for China, but you'll work for like some. Not saying this is true or not, but people will say I don't want to work for China because they have humanitarian issues. Yet people will work for old racist white people in America or a country like ours that has tons of, you know what I'm saying? People pick and choose.
Yeah.
So it's weird to me that like, oh, I won't like, we'll cancel this person because this guy's in a 3-second video or this or that, but then we'll go work for China. But then we say we hate China, but then we'll say that like, it's just for ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Point there.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's a crowd who's gonna discuss this in depth and get real political with it, but I personally don't care that that man is joining Tencent.
Like, so I'll give you a quick example, BG. Tencent knocks on your door and say, BG, well, we want you to be a video game consultant. We got to write the check for $1 million. What you gonna say?
Oh, absolutely, I'm in.
Now imagine this. Now you have these white people saying, oh my God, did you work for them? They treat people awfully. What you gonna say?
Hey man, they treat me pretty good. Because
you're gonna say, wait, how are white people gonna tell black people not to do this? Because China treats other people awfully. Y'all treat people awfully too.
That's true. And
that's TikTok, my point.
Isn't TikTok like owned by some company in China?
By China,
And look how popular that is, and everybody here is supporting.
Yeah, well, exactly.
The thing is, from what I heard about that, like the algorithm in China for TikTok videos is different than it is here in the States. Here in the States, they show you more of the dumb shit. Over there, they don't do that. It's like the opposite. They try to show you things that empower you, make you want to be smarter, make smarter decisions, I think. That's what I've heard. I don't know if that's true.
TikTok is the most destructive app in U.S. history.
Oh, hell yeah.
That and Vine.
It is.
Vine was fire.
I mean, it has literally given a platform to a bunch of feminist misandrists and has brainwashed women. Yo, my 8-year-old stepniece, right? She is dark skinned. She gonna tell me that I'm only dating light skinned black boys with blue eyes. I was like, wait, where did you hear this from? From TikTok. I'm like, well, you know you're not light skinned. She's like, yeah, I am. I'm like, well, I'm sorry, what? You look like the first Aunt Viv. I look like the second Aunt Viv. You are not light skinned.
Hey, Bon, those Barbie commercials in the 90s fucked you up. Only dating white girls, man.
I'm just saying, like, so my niece, my brother's kid, she has a bunch of Barbies of all kinds of colors. And when my brother does, like, modeling sessions with him, you know, he segregates them and separates them. He's got, like, the white Barbies, and he has, like, the urban division Barbies.
Urban division.
Oh, God.
That's what he calls them. But, like, yeah, like, these people are just, look, if somebody's giving you paper, first of all, none of these companies care about you. So why does anybody care who works for who? If they can get somebody cheaper that can do your job the same or better, they'll get rid of you.
Yep. Indeed.
Downsize.
So I don't understand why people say, oh my God, you're selling your humanity. Everybody's selling their humanity for a check.
Absolutely. Can't wait. Love doing it.
Facts.
Love doing it. I got a price.
Hope everybody does. Yeah. Like the $1 million man said.
Exactly.
Got a price. The
same thing, man.
Everybody's got a price. I would shovel shit for $1 million a year.
Yes, sir.
Line me up.
Yep, indeed. No disagreements here. Steam released new Steam charts, right? Easier to like see the top 100, like top sellers, most played games. I think I could bring it up on screen right now. Hold on. Yeah. Take a look at this real quick. So we can see like most played games. Let's see what we got. Got Counter-Strike, Dota, Lost Ark. You know, all the typical weirdo stuff PC gamers be playing that we don't give a damn about. Like, look.
The game's
why are y'all still playing Team Fortress, bro? What is good with y'all boys?
We know BG. The games you're bad
Come
at.
On,
the games
bro.
You're bad at.
We Rust. Know. What is Unturned? I never even heard of this. This is that PC That's weirdo not, demographic
Unturned
crap.
It's like The Last of Us, but
on Earth.
No, what is this garbage y'all be playing? Y'all still playing Payday? Why does Payday have 40,000 people?
It's in VR.
MR4?
Because it has a ton of mods. It has a lot of mods to it.
Mods and it's VR.
Are y'all okay?
It's no different than GTA fucking roleplay.
I'm not even getting mad. This is more funny than mad.
PC gamers out there, are y'all okay? I need y'all to blink twice if y'all need help. Y'all
I heard that Cyberpunk has now has more concurrent players on Steam than The Witcher 3 has ever had.
Yeah, it was like 100,000 players right now.
Yeah, 90,000.
They fixed that game up a lot.
And the funny thing is because Cyberpunk made a comeback, you have all these 043 studio clowns talking about, see, Halo can make a comeback, too.
I knew you were going to make it about Halo, bro. Yeah,
Halo is not on this list. This top
I mean, that's what the Halo fans have been telling me. Now, Halo can make a comeback, but here's the problem. What is that anime called about Cyberpunk?
Edge Runners.
I have not watched it yet.
I heard it's good.
I'm going to assume it's good, but let's be real.
Hey, Shotella, you're all correct.
Edge Runners or Master Cheeks?
I'm dead.
Live action.
Hey, Edge Runner.
Because if Halo had an anime, it'd probably blow up the game.
Yeah, or if they had a good show.
American Truck Simulator.
Hey, Scum and Phasmophobia on that list. I like
more
it.
More players than Halo. What is it? Risk of Rain. Naraka Blade Point. Just a bunch of Geometry Dash. Oh, man. Let's see what.
What did they do for like the 20th or 25th anniversary of Halo? What did they say they did?
What did they do? I don't know. What are you doing?
I don't know. They said they did.
No,
something.
They gave it. They get. Are you talking about when they the 20th anniversary when they made?
They said they were doing something.
Oh, for the 25th.
Yep. Happened yesterday for Halo 3's anniversary.
Oh, okay. I don't know what they're doing, but Oh, yeah, I forgot Halo 3 came out in September.
Man, I already knew why BG was talking about these numbers. Go ahead and say it.
No.
I already knew what you were doing. I knew what you were doing for the job.
I have no agenda, but I did happen
to see two $70 games in the top 20, top 20 selling games on Steam, and PC dudes told me they ain't buying those. Okay, I'll give you Call of Duty. Everybody buys Call of Duty no matter what. So I'll let that slide. But I better not see no other $70 game in the future on here as y'all claim, no, we stand up. We don't bend and fold and all this nonsense. We don't do it.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but don't new games get released always top the charts?
They do.
And then like the week, and then the following week, they're like, not on the charts anymore.
But y'all PC gamers, y'all supposed to be different. Y'all community is supposed to be the stronghold and be different than console gamers. Y'all should.
I wonder if that's to do with people doing the whole buying on Amazon and return it just to get the beta code. I wonder if that also.
I forgot people like that. People like BG, right?
I'm gonna do a real quick
graphics test and then return it.
Yeah, I wonder if that's people doing that too.
BG, there's probably people like that. Also buying the game.
Listen,
you're probably one of them.
Forspoken is going to be $70.
You see how he didn't respond to that, right?
I better not see Forspoken is a top selling game on PC. When that game doesn't have like fanfare like that, there's no reason that should be a top seller. I'm roasting y'all boys if it is. I'm blaming y'all.
Okay. If what's a top seller?
Forspoken. If that becomes a top seller on Steam, I'm roasting y'all boys.
Does that have a woman in it?
Yes.
It does.
It's probably Probably gonna be top seller because the Steam fanboy is the first thing they're gonna do is nude mods.
So I was told y'all PC gamers is built different and y'all don't bend and fold, I'm saying all that all that rah rah bullshit y'all be on.
Well, what I'm about to do is the price
being $70.
I'm about to do something that BG's never done, Jack.
What's that?
I gotta make an apology.
Oh shit. Uh-oh.
I gotta apologize to all the women that game. For, let's say, I don't know how many years. When did we all get into women? Like 8, 9, 10, whatever. However many years it is, I have always said.
Tick's still trying to figure it out.
I do not date girls that game. What'd
you
say?
No.
I've always said I don't date girls that game, right?
You did say that.
And yeah. I can say right
take
now,
it back.
I have not been happier to be with a girl that games.
Wowzer.
It's dope, man. It's dope, but you had to tell
me. We don't have, like Saturday night, you want to go out to the bars? I was like, why? You want to go out to the class? Like, wow, we can chill in here. We can watch movies, play games, relax. We can order food in. We can cook something. We got everything we need here. Unless we're meeting up with friends, me and you don't really need to go out.
There you go.
Very relaxing.
It's different, isn't it?
All she had to do was whoop my ass three times in the arcade of Mario Kart.
Yeah, Mario Kart, they love it.
I had to bust out the N64 and whoop her ass. She lucky I didn't pull out Double Dick Rider on her, but
So you gonna make an honest woman out of her?
No, we'll see.
Oh, brother.
We'll see.
We waiting, Bon.
I mean, it was supposed to happen last time, but it didn't turn out that way. Remember,
take your time, man.
Take his time. The nigga's like 42.
It's all right,
nigga. Hey, what are you having kids?
Hey man, don't worry about me. Go easy on me, bro.
You the only nigga I know that got cats.
not too much on me.
How about that,
Bon? Is she a sister or is she made mayonnaise sandwich?
No. Black women have been canceled since they pissed on Kevin Samuel's grave.
It's time to move on.
Yeah. That's the sign to move on.
Yeah, it's passport bros now. Come on, let's be real.
Man, okay. Well, I don't got too much left. Let me see. We learned that Resident Evil 4 was coming to PS4, right? Which was disappointing because we thought it was next gen only. Yeah. But then there's been a sighting of a Resident Evil 4 listing for Xbox One.
Oh.
So we thought it was only PS4, but it might be going to Xbox One as well.
You win the Game Pass rumors.
Oh, brother. Yeah, but they can't wait for that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, speaking of game, another reason why the Xbox doesn't get as much support as a lot of people want it to. Imagine you spend all your time in the office working on a project, BG, for 1, 2, 3, possibly 4 years. And you put the product out on the market, and niggas say, I don't want to buy your product. I'm going to wait till it goes on a $5 subscription.
Yeah. Yeah, Resident Evil 4, we know it's not going to Game Pass, but they're like Xbox dudes will absolutely wait to see, like, maybe there's a chance in a year or something like that. We know.
And here's my other problem with Game Pass, right? We used to hear all the time the Xbox dudes saying PC gamers will wait for anything. Yeah, it's so lame, they wait. And y'all broke ass niggas waiting for Game Pass.
Yeah.
Smooth, you want to chime in on this one?
Well, Smoove got an excuse because...
Wait, time on... You said chime in on what? Like, people waiting for games to go to Game Pass?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. You have a subscription service that launches games every month, and they have surprised us and spoiled us with games that we didn't anticipate to go in. So it's like, all right, you know, this could be a good candidate. I do it to this day because, like... Like, there's some games, obviously, I will buy for sure. You know what I mean? But if it's a game that I'm like, all right, this is definitely a good candidate, I'm going to wait out for a while. But my thing is now I wait out for a sale or Game Pass, whichever occurs first.
Oh, wow. You a full PC gamer now.
Yeah, that definitely sounds very PC-esque.
I mean, PC gamers, they always wait for everything, and they're losers, and now you waiting for Game Pass or something. How the tables have turned.
I told you, y'all console guys are slowly, because your console's slowly becoming PC. You guys are slowly becoming PC gamers. You're getting there.
Is that a bad thing?
It isn't. Just y'all got to leave the nonsense like supporting anti-consumerism out there, and then you're good.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to need you to download the Epic Game Store and shut the hell up, Tick.
No, that's just ass.
Yeah, you still crying about that. You want to know what PC gamers kryptonite? Other launchers. These niggas just bending for
No. I have the other ones. I got Origin. I got Uplay.
I got other launchers.
But you know what? They don't get exclusive rights on games they didn't create just to make you to launch.
A 20 megabyte launcher is enough to ruin a PC gamer's whole
facts.
Look at him. PC.
That's literally their kryptonite.
They'll see a game that they're excited to play. They'll be frothing out the mouth. They'll be so happy that they see Epic Games Store. They're like, damn.
You don't know who's side to take.
I have other launchers. The issue with having some of the launchers, I guess people have had in the past, like Bethesda launcher, it was garbage. If you buy the game on Steam, it goes to the launcher, but the launcher had problems. And then Rockstar had their launcher. It was pretty garbage.
Yeah,
it was probably better now, I guess. But I think that's where the gripes came from.
Yeah, but
you haven't figured out what side I'm on yet?
No.
I'm on the best side in gaming. My own.
I think one third of the games in my Epic store library, I got them for free.
Oh, free. Yes, I know.
They gave them, and they're good games. They're not just some shovelware garbage.
Yeah, that's shitty.
Yeah. You mad? Yeah.
Detroit game for free.
Yeah.
I gotta play it still.
I don't know how
broke gamers out here, man. It's crazy, man.
Y'all PC gamers, see a few launchers.
Hold on. There's a difference between waiting for a sale in Game Pass and a store saying, hey, we won't give this to you for free.
These broke gamers, man.
I wasn't waiting for it. They just showed up at my door and say, hey, have the entire Batman Arkham collection. I'm like, well, you shouldn't have.
Freeze.
Well, you shouldn't have.
Jack, do you have the Epic Game Store on your computer?
I've downloaded, yeah.
So I'll be surprised.
All the games I got on there are free, though. I ain't paying for them. Yeah.
Yeah, the PC gamers see another launcher and they start acting like Captain Planet when the planet is dirty. I can feel my power draining.
No, none of y'all audience know anything about Captain Planet but Life Force.
Shut your ass up. But Smooth, I wanted to ask you, so in 2020, what was it? I think 2020 Game Pass was at 18 million. 2021, mm-hmm. No, in 2021, it was at 18 million. 2022, January 2022, we're still in 2022, it was at 25 million. We're now, towards the end of the year, about to be October, where do you think Game Pass numbers are at? Just the
right now, I'm going to say probably 29, 30 million.
Okay.
I don't think it had that big of a growth since then because of it's been such a down year.
But you think them Xbox bangers in 2023 about to put them over?
It should. I mean, if Xbox is gonna have a year like they said they will with their releases, I mean, games like Redfall, Starfield, Forza should be enough, you know what I mean, to do it on a first party standpoint. But you know what I mean, we've been seeing like some steadily great like as far at least for the announcement. Now a lot of these games haven't came out yet, but they are coming. Like I'm still surprised that, like, you know, a Plague's Tale, which is I think is going to be like a big game this year. I think High on Life, even though it's infamous at this moment, I think is going to do something that I just don't like, that it's launch date timing, the December. I don't know how much it's going to attract at that point. I think, and then you got to consider, man, like, what's really going to put them over the hump is when that, Activision deal, closes, which is at this point in the next 6 to 9 months. So, and then once they are able to tote, you know, Call of Duty, Diablo, I think by the time Diablo comes out, that's going to be a day one game in Game Pass, bro. So not to say that I'm hyped for it, but that's going to turn somebody's head. I mean, I wouldn't see why not.
I disagree. Day one, and here's why. Who's the community that plays that game?
PC.
Exactly.
Yep. Hey, Bon, have you seen the leaked footage for Diablo 4? Nope. Oh, looks pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, Rob Ferguson is heading it, so it's going to look as best as could ever possible.
Well, looks good.
Is that English?
Rod Ferguson.
I wasn't gonna say nothing, Jack, but you could have let him slide.
Yeah, I understand what I said.
You could have let him slide.
No,
Jack.
Nigga, what? Huh? You said it's gonna look best as ever possible.
You could have let him slide, Jack.
I mean, it's gonna look the best as ever. All right, you know, I mean, maybe I was speaking. I mean,
it's gonna look good, man. It's gonna look good, bro.
It's gonna look spectacular.
Jack, you know, Smooth was in the same classroom in high school all the way through. Come on, leave that man alone.
Oh, yeah, we're sitting right next to you.
Listen,
you used to spit on me in class, you little weirdo.
sounds like you guys were taking high school in Canada.
Come on,
huh? I let what Smooth said slide because I realized, like, after we pass like 2 hours of the podcast, when we get longer podcasts, I start making no sense as far. I start speaking like I'm drunk because I'm tired. Like my speech is slurred. I'm saying shit backwards. But we're only an hour and 15 minutes in, Smooth. So I don't know what's good with you.
I'm good.
You drinking?
Okay. No. I'm playing Biomutant. I'm in the middle of a boss fight.
Oh, my condolences.
You liking the game, brother?
Yeah, it's actually pretty dope.
Hey, you're talking on a timeline about it, man. It seemed like
I think this would be a game like, you know, it's like a game something like Black Bond would play. But then again, I don't know. I mean, it's pretty dope.
Let's get into some details about this GTA hack. They arrested the little niglet that did. Well, he's not black out there, but I'm just calling him a little niglet. The little bastard was 17 years old who did this. It wasn't him alone, I think. I think he had a little small team of degenerates with him. Let me read this report. As reported by The Desk, the arrest of the suspected 17-year-old GTA hacker by police in the United Kingdom. I knew you couldn't trust these UK mans, them. You can't trust all of them wastemen. Wastemen, them. Just big dickheads. Yeah.
Just what the hell?
Hey, man. All of them just a bunch of fucking dickheads. But he's from the UK, was a part of an investigation being conducted by the FBI and the UK Cybercrime Unit. This got Tony written all over it. It had been previously reported that the FBI was looking into it. It is believed that the teenage hacker was arrested Thursday evening in Oxfordshire. Okay. Imagine being a nigga hacking from Oxfordshire. Like, nigga, that's like a suburb.
Sounds fancy.
Yeah, it sounds very fancy. The group name is Laspus. That's, wow. Yeah, that's their name, Laspus. This group of hackers is allegedly also involved with other high profile intrusions such as Uber, Microsoft, Cisco, Samsung, NVIDIA, and Okta. So yeah, they've been doing a bunch of hacking.
Gotta lock them up and throw away the keys. Life in prison.
I'm gonna be real with you. When I heard it was a 17-year-old, I'm like, you can't put this kid in jail for too long. This nigga's talented. He's too talented, bro. No, a 17-year-old?
No, you give them two options: you work for us, or you go to jail for life.
Exactly. But and I hear about that all the time. I don't know how often it actually happens, but I always hear about the FBI or whatever government official, wherever they're from, recruiting these hackers to work for them. I don't know how often it actually happens.
They do that when you're white. When you're black, they put your ass in jail.
So here's the thing, right? People say these people shouldn't go to jail and shouldn't go to prison, let alone life, right? How much do you think Uber's worth? What's Uber's net worth?
A lot.
A lot.
What's Rockstar's net worth?
Probably more
than that.
Now, let's say somebody broke into a bank and robbed the bank with that much money. It would be the biggest heist of the century, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly. So, you and not only that, but you got to put an example out here. First of all, I think cheaters online should be sued and do jail time. So, these people are literally like, this is no different than breaking into like a company's headquarters and taking their computers.
Okay.
Except for in the digital world, we could do that without like physically being there.
So in the UK, a minor is a person under the age of 18. So technically, this lucky nigga is still considered a minor. So they, and if he doesn't have any, I guess, priors or something like that, maybe he gets an easier charge since he's a minor. And yeah, maybe they give him a, you know.
Here's the problem.
Some jail time, some community service, probation.
If you're a minor, you can't be sued, but they'll sue your parents. So that nigga's parents are broke.
T2 ain't playing that.
Yeah, his parents, they're gonna have to sell their house. And, yeah, they're fucked. They're gonna ruin their lives as they should.
Yeah, give him a few, you know, a few years because he's 17. Even if you give him 3 years, the nigga gonna get out at 20. But this is big because you it wasn't only Rockstar. It was all those others I named. But yeah, give him some years, some probation, community service, a fine, and be like, yeah, nigga, you got to come work for us now. We own you. Or we give you a longer sentence. You know, like I said, I don't know how exactly that shit works, but I'm impressed. I'm sorry. Like 17-year-olds, you like it's 17-year-old, like this nigga found out how to get into, you know, Rockstar's vault, nigga. At 17-year-old, when I was 17, I was trying to figure out how to get in some pussy. Like this nigga's built different, bro. Like I can't be mad at that.
Rockstar must be the Windows defender. Crazy.
He's got to do life in jail.
Bod, relax. can you relax?
Why is that funny? Why is that funny?
Bro, he hacked.
Why I want this man to die?
He hacked over $1 trillion net worth of companies.
Oh, he ain't killed nobody though.
Doesn't matter.
Mess with my livelihood.
If North Korea hacked us and took off all our secrets, that would be the biggest compromise ever. But we can't say, oh, but they didn't kill anybody.
That's different. Hey, about what you want, bro?
Nigga, Uber is probably the second most used thing outside of Amazon, and that he hacked it. Rockstar is the biggest, most profitable company, and he hacked it. This would be no different than him going into, I don't know, the headquarters of fucking Apple and going into their vaults and robbing everything. If you know how to hack, you're obviously smart enough to know the repercussions of what you're doing.
You should do some time in jail. I don't know about life.
You should get like maybe 3 or 5 years and then
heavily fined.
Yeah, maybe some probation time.
You know
why I'd say life in prison? Because niggas go away for years for minor drug offenses.
True.
This nigga hacked trillions of dollars of business. And yeah, it should be the equivalent. If you can go to jail for a 20-pound dime bag, then this nigga should get the equivalent of $1 trillion.
By the way, Rockstar did make a statement, you know, was that Monday? And they said that everything's still on pace as far as GTA 6's development. There's some shit they're going to need to take care of on the back end with that source code. But they're claiming, at least, it's not going to cause any, like, real delay in the game's release. So if we believe that. But
Avon, it's funny how people were mad that it was a female, but now she's kind of thick in the waist. People are all right with it.
Yeah, I said that. I said that. Listen, if she was good,
they thought she was going to be, you know, one of these half bald. What's the hairdo they have?
The cyber
shave with the little
where it's like
the
bob bald, yeah. And then it's colored and pink, mm-hmm. like all that dumb shit.
The Saints Row look. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But dudes was looking at her like, yo, she. They was like, yo, she kind of thick. I'm like, yo, can y'all relax? Y'all thirsty ass.
You okay?
Like, she's just a bunch of pixels. Y'all gotta relax.
Is the PC version of that coming out day one, or we have to wait a year for it?
I doubt it.
Yeah, we might have to wait.
Well, you know the mods on her are gonna be wild.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I see them Spider-Man mods with the black cat. Oh my god.
Yeah, y'all got no home training. Y'all gonna be doing all that stuff to that woman.
They had her butt naked in days.
Why you keep saying y'all when you play on?
Because I'm not a part of the PC gaming
community. No, not you, BG, because he still plays games on PC. Just be like,
yeah. Because I'm more of a, I'm more of a
BG's culture.
Do tell.
See, you know when somebody it's like when somebody lives in the strip club versus when somebody visits. I'm a visitor in the strip club, right?
Okay,
y'all be throwing away all y'all rent money to these hoes. I don't do
that. Lost your mind.
Right? Yep, so I just go in there and, you know, I take in the view. I eat the chicken wings because the best part of strip clubs is the chicken wings, if you didn't know. I eat the chicken wings. You know, I'm in there seldomly, right? Just to get the benefits of it. But y'all be in there every Sunday just giving these hoes y'all money. I don't do that. That's how y'all are. I may be there, but I'm not part of the community like that.
Oh, you go to the strip club and then you go back to the crack house when you get back on your console.
Man,
okay,
it.
I dig it.
You got it.
All right, I dig it. That works.
You got it.
You know, we rich. We just live in a penthouse and we like to go see strippers.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you just say you was broke like not an hour ago, nigga? What
are you doing? Yeah, man, that's how you don't get robbed. I know what I'm doing.
Okay, you got it. You right. Especially living in Baltimore.
Come on, BG.
First, I know he's not talking. They got dudes walking around in broad daylight with AK-47s in New York.
That's cat.
Cut it out. There's video.
How is Chop still alive? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
What I'm also trying to figure out.
Jeez. Oh,
wow. Hey, Tick, that's more like Texas, man. We got crazy people over here.
Yeah, but no, there was actually video footage in the Bronx with a guy walking around with an AK-47.
Crazy. The Bronx don't count. That's a third world country. The third world borough within New York. We don't really count that as a legitimate place. That's the Wild Wild West.
New York also will ride up on you with a scooter and gun you down.
Fire.
Wild up.
Yeah, man. Why don't any of us live in, like, you know? Well, I consider New York a great state, actually. But the rest of y'all,
it's like doo-doo. Go on. The rest of
y'all. Why don't we know anybody that lives in, like, I don't know, somewhere harmless?
I live in a harmless place.
Narnia.
Shit. I got that's a double entendre. I got it.
If I see a black person where I'm at, I'm like, oh shit, am I about to get robbed?
All right, pack it up, bro. That's what we doing. We afraid of our own people now?
Bro. I'm just saying, I don't see many black people out where I'm from.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy.
Imagine a black guy walking up the same side and Bond clutches his purse.
last time I seen black people up here, three of them carjacked somebody at a Wawa. I was like, oh, damn, I never seen that.
Tragic. All right, what we got next?
Close to neighborhood.
Dio Field. I haven't even talked about Dio Field yet.
I've been hearing some people say Dio Field. I've been saying Dio Field. I have no idea which one it is, so I'm gonna keep saying Dio Field.
You've not watched JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
No, I haven't. Okay, so I've been playing Dio Field. Very addicted to it. Very fun strategy RTS game, RPG, you know, elements and all that. And I will tell you right off the bat, story's ass though. Somebody in the comment section asked, why is BG skipping through all the dialogue? The story sucks. I gave the story a chance for 5 straight hours, right? I was like, I'm gonna pay attention to the story, I'm gonna listen to everything. But after them 5 hours, I was like, this story's ass, so I'm just skipping all the dialogue. I'm sorry. I'm just playing this for gameplay, for strictly gameplay reasons, because I really enjoy it. This story is like, they tell this story like it's a sequel. Right, it doesn't seem like this is the first of a game. It feels like something is very much missing. Like it's just very, you know, just unorganized and
disjointed,
and very random. Right, it seems like a, you know, people always talk about like a game having tacked on multiplayer. This game has a tacked on story. That's what it feels like. Damn. I'm like, it's just so random and just. And generic, you know, about knights and mages and kings and queens and, oh, we're just at war with others. That's really all it is. The story sucks. So don't buy this game for the story.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Square Enix hasn't made a good story in RPGs in a while.
Yeah. So, but the gameplay. If you like strategy, you know, if you like the RPG elements, you're gonna like this game. You know, it's you know, a very, I'm not gonna say it's like tactics, but it's not like this game where you have to be great at RTSs or great or super, you know, tactical minded. It's menu shuffling if you like that type of stuff. You know, leveling up your characters, unlocking their abilities. You get to, you know, pick which class you want to fight with in each battle. So right now I have like 8 characters unlocked. You can only have 4 characters in a battle. But the other 4 characters, you can pretty much put them as support characters for the 4 main ones you have. So you can still use some of their abilities. You know, you could choose if you want to use their support abilities. When you select that character that you put them under, gameplay, you know, the visuals look good. The gameplay is fun.
What do you have it on, Switch or what's it on?
I have it on Steam and PS5. I was sent the PS5 code first and then the Steam code after. I'm surprised because the PlayStation.
And you redeemed both of them?
No, I still have the PC one. I didn't redeem the PC one.
Oh, let me get that PC one. I want to try that game.
All right.
What's it called, the game?
Dio Field Chronicles.
Okay.
Yeah, let me get that PC code.
I was surprised because I was like, you know, when they sent me the PS5 code, I'm like, I don't know how this, you know, this strategy game is going to work on a controller, how well it's going to be. But it works fine. It is definitely better on PC. I know that because it's just easier to select your characters with a mouse and command them. Command them around the arena. But they actually make it real easy on controller. Like you could, it's like R2 to select all your characters. You just X to point them where you want to go. They make it real simple and easy, right? So there's no like barrier of difficulty there.
Unless you're Smooth, who can't even beat Gears Tactics.
Stay on your ass, Smooth. Get him.
Yeah. So. I will say
Gears the missions Tactics was amazing. You need to play that game, Smooth.
The missions.
I need to learn how to play it.
It's going to take a while.
Yeah, the missions can be a little bit repetitive, though. I will give you that. Oh, and especially early on, the game is way too easy early on. Like the first chapter. Yeah, there's like even when you play on hard, there's like no difficulty at all. It's really when you get to the second chapter, it's like, okay, now it's starting to scale a little bit and my characters feel like they're like they can actually die and they end up dying, you know, sometimes. But that first chapter, it was like, man, I hope the whole game isn't like this because the shit was just way too easy. And you know, all the shit you can usually do in a, you know, an RPG and strategy game, that's all here. But
why don't you exchange the font to their games up?
Oh, you mean change the font for the dialogue? And
yeah, no, I mean like all the title screens, Octopath, Triangle Strategy, Diophil, like they're all the same.
Mm.
You would think they're like sequels or something.
Yeah, true. They do seem to be, you know, very similar in an aspect. But yeah, I recommend DO Field.
Yeah, send that code over, please. Yeah,
I'll send it over. I highly recommend it. It's on, isn't it on everything except Xbox, I think?
Damn.
Is, I can't.
What you think about that, Smooth?
It might be on Xbox. I'm not sure.
It might be on Xbox. It might be on Xbox. Hold on, let me check.
It might be on Xbox.
How you spell that shit?
DO Field.
To the title.
DIO Field.
Yeah, it might be on Xbox. I'm not sure.
DIO.
D.
Yeah.
It's on Xbox. Okay. Yeah, I haven't really. I don't think Xbox dudes are
going to play. Square Enix and Simulation in the same sentence? Ooh, no.
Smooth, you won't play it?
Absolutely not.
So, Smooth, why y'all always complain about not getting RPGs and RPGs skipping Xbox when y'all don't play these games?
I play games. I just don't play those games. I mean,
that's my point. So why y'all complaining?
Bro, I don't represent millions and millions of people. Me personally,
and that's the point BG made. If you don't represent them, why are you always crying and complaining for them?
Because it's the principle.
Oh,
but it's not. But it's not your principle. It's their principle.
Exactly. Why do you care? It doesn't affect you.
My thing is like, all right, bro.
I really like the animation in the game.
About the principle? Why complain about the principle of something you don't give a fuck about?
Now, some of them I actually do. I just don't like all those shits.
You name me two that you've beaten.
Two what?
JRPGs. Not named Pokemon.
Scarlet Nexus.
I don't consider that a JRPG.
Then what do you consider an
a JRPG? That's a hack and slash game.
It's from Japan, though. And it has RPG elements.
So's a Souls game. It's not at all. I don't consider that
A Souls game? This is pretty much easy.
I don't consider that a traditional Japanese RPG. What traditional Japanese RPGs have you played? Completed.
And completed? Paper Mario, Thousand Year Door.
I'm dead.
Jesus.
It is from Japan.
Now y'all see why I made that bet, right?
Yeah. Real quick, I do like the animation in the game. I think they did that really well. The missions can somewhat get kind of one-dimensional, because essentially it all boils down to kill all the enemies on screen. There are some like escort missions, just protect this carriage and all that shit, but most of the missions are just, bro, just kill everybody. They could have done a little bit better job with like giving you different objectives. And New Game Plus, right? I haven't beaten the game yet, but I've already read this. New Game Plus, the difficulty doesn't scale. So yeah, there's no scaling in New Game Plus. So the game is literally way too easy in New Game Plus, because you have everything, you know, you beat the game with. Your characters are maxed out, and now you're going back to beat the game with these enemies at like level freaking 5. You know, so that's a problem. It kind of takes away the replayability for the game. They should fix that. And those are my DO Field impressions, man. I'm probably going to have this game beat, I feel like, by Wednesday, because I've been playing it all day. I have like 50% of the trophies already. The trophies are easy. Like this is probably one of the easiest like plats. Essentially, you just have to beat the game. And like and most of the, like one third are like story missions. Do all the side missions and unlock all the characters. Accumulate 100, what is it, a million pieces of gold, buy 15 weapons, you know, typical shit. So they didn't go out their way to make it like a really challenging plat, so it's an easy plat also. So yeah, and also I think I don't have a Steam Deck, and I don't plan on buying one, but this would be a perfect Steam Deck game, in my opinion. This would be a great Steam Deck game. I'll or a Nintendo Switch game. since it's on.
You know what? I was thinking about getting on the Switch, and I was like, wait, I could just play it on the Steam Deck, right, Blandrew? Think of Blandrew. First of all, it should be the Nintendo aisle, not aisle Nintendo. That sounds weird, but when's that coming out?
Man, who knows? Didn't he say the end of the year? Something like that?
Never so when he loses his virginity.
Blandrew's not a virgin anymore, is he? Come on now.
I mean, he's very religious. We can't hate on him if he is.
I think Blandrew began in some box lately. Low key. You slacking, Jack.
Why would you do that? That's messed up.
Why? What's Jack doing?
Leave me out of your fucking groupie jam watching Big Brother.
Big Brother.
They were calling him Jack Move Jimmy.
Whoa.
I condone Jimmy. That.
Jimmy's great. What's wrong with Jimmy?
How come we haven't had Jimmy on as a guest?
I don't know.
Great question. Hey, man, Uncle Jimmy for next week, man. Let's do it.
All right, man. I gotta contact Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Especially with all this Assassin's Creed and Ubisoft news.
True. Okay, where we at? I'm ready to wrap this up soon. Let me just throw some random news. Sackboy is apparently coming to PC. Nobody cares about that. Sackboy Big Adventure.
That's actually a good game for me. Wait, Sackboy or Little Big Planet?
No, Sackboy. The last
Sackboy's very last Big one. Adventure.
Yeah.
Hey, we still take it. Well, my deck. Yes, sir.
You gonna buy that game at full price?
Y'all can have it.
Well, how much price of 70?
Yeah, I think it was 60, 70.
It was 70 on PlayStation. So
yeah, there you go.
Oh hell no! Nah, I'm gonna throw CD key prices. Damn, I can't support that one.
It was technically a PS4 game too, so it'd probably be 60 on PC.
Slate. Yeah.
For 60, I do it. I do it for
60. To goddamn L.
And Onimusha show and Onimusha show is going to Netflix. I saw that pop on the timeline. Need that game to come too. Need that reboot. Miles Morales is coming this fall to PC also.
Yes, sir.
I might check that out.
Good, man.
Yeah.
For the culture.
Sir.
Who was that dude that said if I already own it on PlayStation, is it okay if I pirate it?
That's Wonton. That's Wonton.
A bunch of these dudes.
I thought that was J-Main.
It was a bunch of these dudes, man.
A lot of people say that.
There's a lot of them. Yeah,
a lot of people say that.
Console pirates.
These people are wild. The game,
just say it.
If I bought a hamburger and I want another one, do I get to steal it?
these niggas is literally insane. Like, what's wrong with y'all niggas? Like, that's so crazy. They say anything to justify their fucking piracy. All right. There was also a Star Ocean Divine Force demo. Wasn't very good.
Trash.
Yeah, people have told me Star Ocean hasn't been good for a long time. So that
Star Ocean had was till the end of time the second game or the third game?
No idea. But yeah, this demo.
I think Star Ocean PS1 was the second game because the first game. Yeah, Star Ocean the Second Story was the second game. The first game never came to America. It was on Super Nintendo. But after the first Star Ocean on PlayStation, there's never been another Star Ocean.
Mm. They got regular attacks tied to AP and shit. Like, bro, if you attack, just do regular attacks and like your AP runs out, which it runs out pretty quick. You just got to like stand there, and it feels kind of weird for it to be this action type game, but you have to wait there and it's just dumb. And somebody said, oh, just consider it like in Souls game when you run out of stamina. I'm like, no, it's not the same, bro. That's different. That's different. Like, it just doesn't work in an RPG like that. What else we got? Satya Nadella. The old men are still fighting. Satya Nadella, Phil Spencer, Jim Ryan.
Can they just like buy Activision already? I'm like so tired of hearing about this.
I don't want to get into this conversation. Just to be clear, I'm just bringing it up because it's news. But I don't want to talk about it because I'm tired of these old men. I just want the deal to go through, and I want to never be able to, never have to talk about this. The banter between these old men again. But Satya Nadella said, in regards to, you know, Jim Ryan pushing back against the ABK deal, he said, so if this is supposed to be competition, then let us have competition. And some people, you know, a lot of people in the community was like, oh man, what a zinger, what a line, what a bar. It's a good, it's a decent line. I'll give him to it. It's a good line. I'll give him that. But I would prefer, they have a Hell in a Cell match, you know?
Yeah.
And just
fight it out. Have a War Games.
Yeah. And Shuhei Yoshida, they doubled down once again that PlayStation doesn't believe in putting day one games in the subscription service. He said, we believe in premium releases of a title at launch and then putting it in a subscription service.
Yeah, did they just copy WWF? WWF calls pay-per-views on the network now premium live events. Now they're calling them premium releases.
Yeah.
Yo, but like Sony's saying that, like that's their policy. So why does the Xbox gotta abide by that?
No, they don't. No. You know. Shuhei was just saying this.
You should have
somebody asked him a question.
You should have
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Smooth.
No, go ahead.
I'm just looking from the outside, you know, and to me, Sony is just, they're just crying, man. Like, make your own fucking game. You know what I mean? Like, focus on making a multiplayer that's competitive, I guess, like, in terms of Call of Duty, I guess. I mean, I don't know what the problem is. Like Bond said last week, Nintendo is, like, the only one not speaking on this, and yet they're successful still. And it's... Sony can't do the same thing. I don't know.
It's posturing. I think it's just posturing to me. Jim Ryan knows this deal is going to go through. He knows there is no chance that he has to stop this deal. But it's just to cast doubt. You know, it's a whole bunch of FUD that he's trying to. He's like, listen, I know this deal is going to go through, but I'm not going to make it easy on you niggas either. Like, I'm just going to, like, you know, toss some shit in the ring and, like, hopefully, you know, cause a little bit of a, you know, disruption in what y'all trying to do. But he's smart enough to know he can't stop it. So at best, you delay it just to fuck with them a little bit, and that's it. I think that's what it is. It's all
possible. You think they're trying to? Oh, never mind. You gonna say something?
No, I was just gonna say, like, after like Shuhei's comment about like premium services, oh no, the PlayStation fanboys like, yeah, right on. That's how you tell them. Yeah. I just wanted to know, because BG was like, Satya said about, like, you know, let us compete. You know, people were right, like, yeah, what a comeback. It was like, I just thought it was funny because I was like, they said the same thing with Yoshida. His name's not Yoshida. Is it Yoshida?
Shuhei Yoshida, yes.
Shuhei said about the premium, which he has a point, which, you know, it's a business model that proved to work in even today's movie industry as well. So I mean, he ain't wrong, but like, there's two different business models, and I think they both should thrive, and that's why I think these niggas should leave this deal alone. But
yeah, and the thing is, like, PlayStation has reiterated and doubled down on the games being released and then going to subscription services later on so much that if they do eventually start putting first party games in the subscription services, there are so many quotes that people are going to bring up against you. Like, and that's happened before when they've said one thing, and because we know it's not impossible that they do it. It's definitely possible. So I'm just saying, y'all keep doubling down on this. If y'all eventually do it, y'all going to look crazy and stupid. And like, after all this shit y'all done said, it's going to be a million quotes about it. Oh yeah. Man, what else? Shit, is that it? Dry week. Oh yeah, G4 TV is had a bunch of layoffs because they had these meatheads for some reason for that show thought they needed 200 staff.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And thought they would be able to maintain 200 staff for a long time just for that production, which is not a crazy production. And yes, they had people like Frosk and a whole bunch of other beefheads that people don't necessarily want to hear from, and because you don't know what the hell you're talking about also. So,
you know, I guess for me, I don't like hearing anybody lose a job. period. I mean, it kind of sucks.
Yeah, fuck the Megas.
Yeah, so it's all right sometimes. No,
but like, I think we all can agree that G4 just is not hitting like it used to. I mean,
they officially died when Frost made that rant.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, you're right. But this, I mean, like,
modern boar simp.
TBH.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's still there. I'm not sure.
No, they fired him.
Oh, really?
They did.
That sucks.
I didn't hear about that. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't.
He announced it apparently on the stream.
But I mean, like,
wait, before what? These mass layoffs or what?
No, after.
No.
That sucks. But like I said earlier, I mean, like, what made us like the show? I mean, the stuff ain't there anymore. I mean, it's unfortunate.
Look, I'm going to be 100% honest. Olivia Munn and them were there for us to look at.
Yeah, Olivia Munn was kind of funny. I mean, like, she kind of fit the whole mold. You know what I'm saying?
She was the girl next door.
Exactly.
Yep. I just enjoyed the shows. Like, I enjoy shows like Arena and stuff like that. But, like,
they ain't bringing the shows back.
Yeah, you didn't. But you don't need them now. Like, there's stuff on YouTube that's already that. Like, you got esports, stuff you can go and watch.
It's not even about, like, Frost being bangable. It's like, you know what?
Her opinions were fucking stupid. That's
That and, like, what else I'm going to say? I must just wait till the After Dark to say.
Yeah, I think they had a better chance if they actually brought on people that just knew what they were talking about. I think 200 people, wouldn't have been able to sustain that, but that didn't
happen. It still would have failed because, like Tick said, you got to remember, I don't think a lot of people realize this, they came back with an actual TV channel. G4 TV is actually a channel again. And I watched it for a complete day the other day, and they got like two fucking shows. They replay the same episodes of X-Play over and over and over again. On top of them not having the personnel to even make me want to watch the shit, and Attack of the Show don't come on every day no more. It only come on Fridays. If they was really going to relaunch G4, they should have relaunched G4. They didn't bring back none of the popular shows besides X-Play and Attack of the Show. And it's just bullshit. They still showing reruns of Starcade.
Starcade is fire.
Yeah, Starcade's a great show. I ain't going to knock that too much. But they just still showing shit niggas ain't trying to watch for real. Like, on top of them having some of the worst fucking game it takes in the industry. This shit Frost said about how Sony was dead in the water. They ain't got nothing to compete. She was naming games exclusive to Xbox that aren't exclusive, that are multiplats. It's like, where the fuck did you find these people? She don't know what the fuck she talking about. And she keep talking. And niggas in the background, you showing them. She exposing y'all. Exposing what? The bitch is stupid.
They went more for names than people who knew what they were talking about.
Who was she before G4?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, go ahead, BG.
No, I was just gonna say, like, she's like a caster for some pro leagues and shit like that.
You know what else she said, right? Okay, after all this, we're not here to exist to look hot on the eyes. We're not here. After that, she tweets out that she wants to drink Megan Fox's period blood. So how you doing this anti-sexism rant? We're not bangables, salsa. Then you say you want to drink a bitch period blood. What is wrong with you? Right. She's insane, bro.
Yeah, I want to show.
She is definitely not attractive either, and the fact that she grabbed that dude's ass,
she was doing sexy shit too. That's ridiculous, bro.
She's like,
yeah, I tried to envision. Yeah, there's no way to make her attractive at all.
No,
like I said, I don't. You know, like I'm not. I don't care about all that. I don't think we really care about it. If she was somebody that actually knew what she was talking about with gaming, we would
exactly.
Care. But like, she's a bozo, dog. Like. And you be
talking. And she got mad because she knows she's not attractive, and she got mad about it when people said she didn't know what she was talking about.
She's strong,
and she tried to deflect it.
She got mad, bud. You close. She got mad because people kept calling her retarded for that dumbass shit she was saying.
That's what I'm saying. But then she tried to use her lack of looks as a deflection.
Yeah. That's true. I remember, nobody was talking about how she looked. And then people were like, yeah, you don't know what you're talking about with games. And she was like, oh my God, they're sexist. Like, bitch, nobody said that about your sex.
She probably saw one comment making fun of looks, and she was like, oh, I got him. Hold on. That's what she did, bro.
Nobody gave a damn about how you look. We weren't talking about that. We talked about that dumb shit you said the other day, you dodo. Like, what are you talking about?
Bitch, like Johnny Rotten from the Sex Pistols. But, I wanted all the shows, the classic shows, come back, like Attack of the Show, Judgment Day, and stuff like that. Not new.
Judgment Day was fire.
But I wanted that. Arena Icons, like those were the shows I enjoyed watching.
Icons was my favorite show.
You remember Cheat? That was a good show.
But there ain't no Cheat Codes anymore. It'd be called like Booty Boxes now.
It'll be called Accessibility Options. Yeah.
I remember one thing they had was nothing but like the trailers or credits. They had like music.
Oh, Cinemas.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
that was
a good
show too.
Yeah, it was on Attack.
But again, this is all stuff you can just find on YouTube now.
Yeah, no,
some of those shows just wouldn't work anymore.
Yeah,
unless you
had to think that was before TV was hot, when like our source of like gaming news was like magazines and
limited,
very limited. So I used to be on that shit every day, like.
Yeah, another reason they failed, if they did have super hot ass chicks, then people would tune in.
Yeah, like Twitch,
but not like Amaranth though.
Yeah, because the girls that are pretty good looking was with Olivia Munn, Megan Morgan Webb, and Kristen Holt.
Morgan Webb,
Layla Cayley was on there.
I ain't like Morgan Webb, y'all. Her jaws were strong, like she. She was like a rocket.
Her jaw was strong.
I don't know. Oh, wow. She had a strong jaw.
She might be a great quality.
She
raised a millionaire.
She had a sturdy chin. We can't knock her for that.
Boy.
Yeah. Okay. Last thing I got was this story. I'm not sure if I even understand exactly what happened with this story. So there was a dude on Twitter called The Real Insider, right? And he had leaked the entire Ubisoft Forward lineup, like all the Assassin's Creed games. So people thought, like, oh man, this dude is another snitch. We got another snitch, right? Turns out it was this YouTuber called Dan Allen. I'm familiar with him. And he had made an alternate account, a burner account, to leak certain information he had, right? Because obviously he didn't want to do it on his main YouTube channel and main Twitter account, but he still wanted to leak and put shit out there. So he made that Real Insider account. But then I believe the story is he was tweeting on that account, right? The Real Insider account. But then he either forgot to switch over. He was on his real account. He forgot to switch over.
You know, Kevin Durant.
The Kevin Durant situation. He forgot to switch over. And was still tweeting like he was on the burner account, and then I think Jason Schreier figured him out. Which,
yes,
I don't think this is a big deal. I don't even understand.
He's leaking NDAs.
Okay, that part of it is sure. That part of it is not necessarily okay, right? But the part about him making an alternate account and like leaking information through there. I'm gonna be real with you. If I ever get access to information like consistently,
don't say it.
Through gaming, it's like gaming
information, you don't need to say it.
I'm definitely making a burner account. None of y'all are ever gonna figure out that it's me.
You admit legally you're gonna break NDA if you get a chance.
That's wild.
On an alternate account, y'all are never gonna know it's me though.
Yo, you ain't getting no more codes or nothing, dog.
The skill transfighter said that they're gonna figure it out, BG. You ain't just biting. You gonna name this shit.
Well, you know what you should do, BG? You should put the account under Brooklyn skill tree. Nobody will ever know it was you.
Yeah, oh,
I would never get caught though. I would never get caught.
Broken Insider HD says,
no, you can't snitch on yourself. Hypothetically saying you would do something is not necessarily snitching. I can't. You can't hold it.
That's true. That's true.
If I be like, yo, I'm a stab Jack in his neck, you know, hypothetically.
I swear it's like y'all never heard of the OJ Simpson case. That's like literally what he did. If I would have killed her, this is how I would have done it.
Hypothetically.
If Jack gets stabbed in the neck, I'm in the cop's ass, I'm like, hey, man, BG said it.
So,
bro.
Y'all know the other backstory why this dude really got caught, besides that burner account shit. So him and Jason had a little back and forth, because Jason, when old buddy Dan Allen leaked, well, that Real Insight, when he leaked all them Assassin's Creed code names, Jason was pretty much tried to debunk it, like, this shit ain't real, I ain't heard none of this. And I guess he made like a snarky comment, or like he was proven right. And Jason Schreier was on his Michael Jordan shit. He took that personally, right? So he even admitted, I wouldn't even have leaked who old buddy was if he wouldn't have been talking shit. Like, That's why he went so hard to find out who it was. So I think that's kind of crazy. That's kind
of
petty, bro.
Jason Schreier is one of the biggest snitches in the industry.
That's petty as hell. It's funny, though. It is funny. Yeah,
and people have been.
If somebody was talking shit to you, you would snitch him.
But look, no. People have been like debating whether, okay, if you get information, right, like directly, and you leak it, is that the same or worse than, for example, somebody telling Jason Schreier, who's not under NDA, and then him leaking it? Is there a difference? Is it like one worse? You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, Jason Schreier wouldn't report it if it was under NDA, though.
No, but Jason Schreier reports leaks all the time that are under NDA. He's not under NDA, but he gets the information.
I mean, he can report it. If he hears it, he can report it.
Hears it, he can report it. It doesn't matter if it's under NDA. He's not under NDA. And he didn't get the information from them. So that's what people are saying. Like, some people are saying, okay, what's the difference between Jason Schreier getting information that's under NDA and somebody who is under NDA and themselves leaking it also?
Oh, yeah, that's
one person's white, the other isn't.
They're not supposed to be leaking the shit, is the whole point, though. Like,
yeah, like, even if he gets the information, he's still not supposed to be telling it. So they're both same.
Okay, I'm just putting it out there. You know, I just didn't think, like, yeah, breaking NDAs, don't do it, bozo. But making a separate account to do it, hey man, I can't say I wouldn't do it myself. So
you need that much clout, bro.
Man. But the thing is, it wouldn't be for clout because nobody's gonna know it's me. So it's not like I'm really benefiting.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's no point in doing that then.
BG will be like, we'll have this NDA guy on the podcast and he'll be playing two people.
So that was the story. Oh, Jack, you gotta do super chats.
Don't tell him what to do, BG.
Okay.
Whoa.
You got it, Chief.
Hey, yo, what?
What the fuck? Hey, who the fuck? Hey, Tick, you gotta stop talking like that, bro.
Freak ass nigga Tick, bro. What's wrong with you, dog?
That was crazy.
This man wilding, like throwing his voice and talking to
this
dudes
is
like
insane
that.
Insane, what's going on tonight?
Yeah, find out y'all really on that type of time. Okay,
crazy. Yo, Jack, you remember that time we was in the After Dark, and Tick was like, "Yo, I like that." He liked to throw his ass in a circle. I'm like, "Yo, you gay?" Like, what are you talking
that
about?
Was crazy.
That was wild. Like, why are you telling other men that?
Like that? Yeah, man.
That's crazy. Go ahead, read the.
Still love you, Tick. Are we ready for the super chats? Okay, let's see. We got Ruffle Mud. It says, "Don't sleep on Sparks of Hope. The OST is a banger." Okay. We got Neo Wise. He says, "Yo, BG, you liking Wolong demo better than Neo 2?
I mean, it's a demo. It's hard to compare a demo versus a whole game, but I think Wolong is just a little bit different. But both good.
All right. We got Shot Red 555. He said, "Not true, Bond. There have been hackers that had very large prison sentences depending on who you mess with. I remember a guy from Florida getting 120 years for robbing a bank." Jesus Christ.
All these hackers and thieves should get life in jail.
Bond, go easy on the kid.
If you cheat in an online game, you should get a $10,000 fine, insta ban, and a year in prison.
What's that thing they say in the front of your brain that doesn't develop until you're like 24 or something like that?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Look, when you're 18, you can go across seas, swim in the desert, and shoot people in the Middle East. Not trying to hear it.
Amen. Man, Bob would run a dictatorship, dog. He would have a...
That man, you frontal know what, cortex...
You know what would happen in Bond's dictatorship? There would be no crime. There would be no hood boogers. There would be no Chicago. There would be no Memphis. There would be no rats in New York.
If there were, they would go on homicide.
No, say what you want to say. There would be no black people, nigga. Just say what you want to say. Come on, man. Say what you want to say.
But we would have like a reverse Arkham City for all the good black people.
Good black people.
Good black people. We would have.
What's like that special mutant island paradise for the X-Men have?
Geneva?
No. That was the concentration camp one that the humans sent them. They found their own paradise.
Tortoise spaces?
We'll just build Wakanda.
Oh, my God.
Nah, you put them on Serial Killer Island. They break the laws.
And Wakanda ain't no weave. Wakanda, no weave, no do-rags, no BBLs.
Man, no do-rags? We ain't gonna have no waves? Hey, yo, anything black? This is crazy.
This nigga bot, imagine being against waves. This nigga bot is crazy, dog.
I'm talking about in public, dog. You can wear whatever you want in the confines of your house.
This nigga Jack gonna be in shambles.
He's got to wear pockets, loafers.
If Jack can't have waves, what is he gonna do with his life?
No bonnets in public.
Only pockets.
All right, I want that one.
Yes, sir.
Pockets. Very respectful. You're crazy. Go ahead, Jack.
All right, we got B Staples. He said BG lose chaos, so him leaking stuff. Oh, I guess he meant to loves. BG loves chaos, so him leaking stuff, not surprising. And we got Sensei J Dot. He says a whole episode without Tick using the F slur. That hurricane about to kill us all. And
oh, he gonna be dropping it in After Dark. You already know.
More than likely.
Hey, that recession real, huh? Where the rest of the goddamn
man, that's it. Like,
that recession hit y'all hard, huh?
I thought the recession was kind of over.
What's going on, man? Get them goddamn donations up.
Nah, man. $50 haircuts and them $70 games.
Hard on. I'll probably definitely raise this price. This shit crazy.
$50 for gas.
Yeah, we have to do something about these haircuts, too.
Let me guess. No dreads, bud. Oh, you got dreads.
I got dreads.
What you trying to get rid of?
I ain't trying to get rid of nothing. Just right. Hood booger and murder.
Mm. Wow. They just said Negroes, guys. That's
shit crazy.
And wild indeed. All right, well, that's the show. That's all the topics.
Trying to make it a black utopia, Jack. What's wrong with that?
I feel you, brother.
Imagine if you could go out in Memphis and not be worried about getting shot.
That would be a fantastic day, actually.
All right, let's pack it up. Let's get on out of here. Get to After Dark. Let's do these outros.
The clock lord's about to pop up in the chat.
I want to get to bed on time. All right.
Oh, hold on. They want to ask about university getting blocked by Halo's Twitter account for too much dick riding.
that's so funny, because how do you get blocked for too much dick riding? Wouldn't that be a good thing to them?
No. When you dick ride too much, it looks bad.
Got another super chat that's ringing. Jack.
All right, let me see.
Yeah.
Since Jada, he says, let me donate again to support the fam. Smooth, can you tell me I won't get this $80,000 job? Your boy trying to reach six figures before 34.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, you definitely ain't getting it, bro. You're going to make exactly like $59,000 a year with some bonuses. Good luck. Man.
God bless the sensei. Like God bless sensei. You gonna get that job now.
See, hold up. Smooth. Just bet him that he won't get the job, then he'll get the job and tell him to hit you on the back end. True. So you use your powers for good shit, Smooth, for real. Bet him that he won't get the job, let him get the job and tell him he owe you money on the back end. Like, Smooth, I don't know why you don't use your powers for good purposes.
This betting is wrong. I need to stop.
isn't gambling a sin?
It is.
Indeed. When's the last time your ass been to church?
Man, repent daily.
You gotta repent daily when you play on Xbox. Smooth, do your outro.
Oh, wow.
Thank you guys for watching. Check out the channel. I might be having a video on Biomutant soon and some other things. But yeah, man, hit the like button. And BG, what's up with my thumbnail? You said you would hook me up with overlay, bro. Like,
I'm having it redone, bro. I'm having his logo and his podcast overlay redone. Dude who redid the Weapon Wheel logo, he's coming up with concepts for the Xbox Planet Xbox logo. So I have to wait till he does that first. And then I got to give the dude who does the overlays the logo so he can create an overlay around that. So it'll take a few weeks. I'll let you know. Jack.
Hey, man. Good podcast this week. Kind of light on topics, but hopefully this game and shit pick up, man. These topics have been ass, BG. I ain't gonna hold it. I ain't gonna blame you, BG. I'm blaming the gaming industry. All right, how about that?
Thank you. Because usually y'all niggas be acting like I'm the one who make the news. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Hey, if this podcast drop like this again, nigga, I'm gonna make the news. What you fuck that? Yeah, it's gonna be a problem around this motherfucker.
All right. Jay got.
Yo, thanks for the. Oh, actually, you didn't even invite me.
I did not.
I invited me.
Yeah, they niggas showed up like the Dudley brothers.
Hey, I'll give you that 3D, man. Pause.
Oh, hey, God.
Yo,
that sounded way too sassy the way you said it, bro.
That's the finishing move, man.
You're trying to finish him with it. Okay, you got 3D.
You're gonna put him on the bed with that one, huh? 3D.
Yeah, that.
You gonna put him on the bed with that one, huh?
It's not called the 3D anymore.
Really? What's it called?
Called the 1D.
Oh, God.
You know what the 1D stands for, Jack?
I don't want to know. I'm scared that what it stands for, bud.
One and done.
Okay. Oh, yes, sir. There you go.
Well, anyways, good topic. Light week.
So, BG, what would you rather take, the 3D or the 1D?
I don't know.
Come on, dog.
Oh, shit.
Come on, bro. I'd rather. Never mind. I was about to say. I'd rather get like actually F5'd. That sound kind of sus too.
That sounds crazy.
So hold on, wait. Why do all these wrestling moves sound sus?
Hey man, who knows?
He's not taking a 3D. He'd rather take a fuck five.
Yeah, what about the five knuckle shuffle, BG? Need that? That was one of them. Finish your move. Okay, you don't want to.
Come on, bro. Anyway.
What other wild moves are there?
I never realized how gay wrestling moves
sound. Mandible claw?
What about Keith Lee's his move is the BBC.
Oh, my God.
That's really the name of his move?
Yeah, the Big Bang Catastrophe, the BBC.
Now that I think about it, the sharpshooter sounds crazy, too.
Pause.
Oh, doesn't it? He's a hitman, dummy.
Stink face, BG.
BG,
sharpshooter. You could definitely take that a different way.
His name is the hitman. That's why he uses the sharpshooter.
Hey, BG, you want to take that sweet shimmy?
Oh, God, sweet shimmy.
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
Hey, another donation just came through.
Oh, my God.
I'm C Figs. Any strong opinions on Black Ariel? Also, does all this change your opinions on the Mexican Joel from The Last of Us 2 TV show?
After Dark,
people so upset over a fictional black woman that can swim.
She probably can't
even swim in real life.
Because look. I saw The Little Mermaid and it was a red-headed white bitch. I want to see the live action version with a red-headed white.
Hey, Tick, there's been a black mermaid. Chill out.
Yeah, that was a homegirl. Not her.
Homegirl.
I mean, why
was a homegirl?
I mean, the movie's made for like 8-year-olds.
So. That was her homegirl from the Coral Reef.
What does it matter if it's made for 8-year-olds? A lot of movies, kid movies, are made for 8-year-olds and adults.
Yeah, but you know what, Tick? You fall under the group of an angry man over a children's movie. It's like,
hey, man, that's just an excuse.
Just let it go, Dak. It's not for you.
Have you noticed my
nieces like it, and that's all that matters to me.
You noticed 99.9% of the people upset are old white men? Have y'all noticed that? That's not a coincidence.
It's black people. I got some homies that are black.
My four nieces like the movie, and that really is all that matters to me.
Yeah, so why do they have to change the black? They probably like the white versions.
We can discuss this further in After Dark when we get out of here.
After BG takes some more pile drivers.
Hey, yo. Wow. All right, bro. No more gay wrestling moves, please.
Why somebody got to be a weirdo because they don't agree with that? Yo, all right, look. Take your little hand-me-downs that the white folk are giving you. You know, they just want to pander to you so you can get your movie tickets because they just want that Black Friday.
BG, how many times you get hit? BG, how many times you get hit by Scotty Too Hotty's worm?
No, come on, dog. Bond, you need to relax.
Is that still going?
You gotta relax. Tick, do your outro so I can get out.
Crazy.
Hey, it was fun though. Short episode. Still have fun. So, all right, we up.
Bond, no more wrestling moves on me.
Ah, Eagles won. I'm doing good. Let's head to the After Dark.
All right, that's everybody, right? Yeah. All right, let's
go. You want to give them the last ride?
Is that even a wrestling move?
Oh no!
Yes, Undertaker's the last ride.
Oh God, that sounds nuts.
The torture rack.
Bronco Buster. Oh man. Oh,
the torture rack.
Y'all crazy. Alright, we're going After Dark. We will catch y'all next week, maybe.
Oh, maybe, okay.
Bye.
All the crazy moves out there. Choke slams.
The money shot from Alvina.
Oh, the money shot. I remember that one.
Right. But that was meant to be some perverted shit.
Right.
Plenty of tried and plenty of fail. You can run and hide, but you can't dodge what's in my weapon. Well, name another pot that's big or small, I'm contesting it still. Name another spot or any section, I'm king of the hill. Name another squad that wanna test it, I'm beating them still. No, you can't dodge what's in my weapon. Well, name another pot that's big or small, I'm contesting it still. Name another spot or any section, I'm king of the hill. Right. I know my bro can't got me. See, that's a black bond that can't be broken. No Idris Elba, I'm a black bond. Damon a scoping. All black panel, you can never try playing us token. Yeah, we playing games, but now one of us playing a joking. Not at all. Oh, wait. Then Jack Move came in with the trophies. God in the lane of his own. Like, how can you gamers approach me? So kids move to body you in Halo. Then send your family an angel emoji. Damn. Should've known, dog, you ain't got enough Series X's. Blind got all the answers. No, you ain't gotta ask Siri questions. All the latest gaming news gotta be here to check it. Yeah. Since 2015 and beyond, I'm just here to respect it. Woo. When you at the top of your tier, it's a blessing. From the bottom, so no way we appear to be desperate. This for anybody doubting, I'm clearing a message. Yeah. And if you ever had a problem, plenty I'm here tried to correct. Plenty of fail. You can run and hide, but you can't dodge what's in my weapon. Well, name another pot that's big or small, I'm contesting it still. Name another spot or any section, I'm king of the hill. Name another squad that wanna test it, I'm beating them still. No, you can't dodge what's in my weapon. Well, name another pot that's big or small, I'm contesting it still. Name another spot or any section, I'm king of the hill.
Right. I know what it is, man. Weapon World Podcast, y'all know what we got in the building, man. We got BG. We got Cash Move. We got Jack Move. We got Black Bond. I mean, Blandrew, I mean, what you can't all strafe us, bro. Like, the strafe too strong.